93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
All right, today is Tuesday, June 12th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, President Donald Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un concluded an extraordinary nuclear summit Tuesday, with the U.S. president pledging unspecified security guarantees to the North and Kim recommitting to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Meeting with stage ceremony on a Singapore island, Trump and Kim came together for a summit that seemed unthinkable months ago, clasping hands in front of a row of alternating U.S. and North Korea flags, holding a one-on-one meeting, additional talks with advisors, and a working lunch.
You know, it's shocking, the presence of Kim Un Kardashian. I had no idea they had their own family.
My brother was saying yesterday that he's convinced that Kim Jong-un cuts his own hair. And I said, well, if you were him, would you allow anybody with scissors near you?
Yeah, right.
Well, no, the question is, who would hold scissors to the head of the great leader for fear of cutting?
You're right, Casey. Maybe he uses a Flobee.
Yeah,
you know,
I think so.
You can do that yourself. You just attach it to a vacuum cleaner and you're good to go.
Except he pays, no, doesn't pay anybody. He has workers inhale and exhale the air.
Right.
Both leaders expressed optimism throughout the roughly 5 hours of talks, with Trump thanking Kim afterwards for taking the first bold step towards a bright new future for his people. Trump added during a news conference that Kim has before him an opportunity like no other to bring his country back into the community of nations if he agrees to give up his nuclear program.
It's pretty historic. Around hour 3.5, did you see the Little Caesars delivery show up?
No, I didn't see that. They did have lunch, but I didn't know it was Little Caesars.
Pizza.
You know that Kim Jong-un travels with his own toilet?
Yes. Yes, he does.
Yep.
What do you mean?
He brings his own toilets.
Yeah, so that people, like the foreign agents, can't go through his stool, presumably.
Yep.
Oh, my
All
goodness.
Sorts of issues. Okay. It's loony and crazy.
It's like traveling with a toddler. You have to bring, like, the little porta potty.
Yes. Yes, you dropped your bag of Cheerios.
Trump announced that he will be freezing U.S. military war games with its ally South Korea while negotiations between the two countries continue. Trump cast the decision as a cost-saving measure, but North Korea has long objected to the drills as a security threat. President Trump says he wants to bring our soldiers back home from South Korea, but that's not part of the equation right now. At some point, I hope it will be, he said. Trump said Kim accepted his invitation to visit the White House at an appropriate time. Lights on specifics. The documents signed by the leaders largely amounted to an agreement to continue discussions, as it echoed previous public statements and past commitments. It did not include an agreement to take steps towards ending the technical state of warfare between the U.S. and North Korea. The pair promised in the document to building a lasting and stable peace regime on the Korean Peninsula and to reciprocate remains of prisoners of war and those missing in action during the Korean War. Four young children were discovered dead at a West Orlando apartment complex late Monday, nearly 24 hours after a standoff that began when an Orlando police officer was shot responding to a domestic violence call. The gunman was also found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in a closet when SWAT officers entered the apartment about 9 p.m. Orlando Police Chief John Mina said at a news conference just before midnight. SWAT made entry into the apartment and found all four children had been killed by the suspect by apparent gunshot wounds. The children were ages 1, 6, 10, and 11. The suspected gunman was identified as 35-year-old Gary Wayne Lindsay Jr., a felon who was on probation for arson and other charges. The standoff began after officers responded about 11:45 p.m. on Sunday to a woman who reported being battered by Lindsay at the Westbrook Apartments. The woman fled the second-story apartment to a nearby restaurant. Officers tried to arrest Lindsay at the apartment when the shootout began. Orlando police officer Kevin Valencia was shot and suffered a significant injury. Valencia, who was in his 20s, is recovering after surgery and is in critical condition at the Orlando Regional Medical Center, but is expected to survive. Two of the children found dead are believed to be Lindsay's, while the others are believed to belong to the domestic violence victim. Records show that Lindsay was on probation stemming from a 2008 arrest in which he was accused of trying to burn down a house in Orange City during a domestic argument. He was also accused of threatening the woman with a knife as he held her 7-month-old son in Orange County in 2012, but prosecutors opted not to file charges in that case. A large part of the eastbound lanes of the Schuylkill Expressway were covered in mud yesterday afternoon after floods consumed part of the roadway. The floodwaters caused the eastbound side of the Schuylkill to be shut down between the Blue Route and Gladwin for 9 hours Monday morning. Commuters were stranded as cars stalled and had to be rescued. The detours also got people turned around, lost, having to stop, ask for directions. Some say it meant that they actually never even made it to work. PennDOT spokesperson Brad Rudolph says this was an isolated incident. It appears to be a cross pipe across the Schuylkill Expressway that was clogged up, which then clogged up the inlet, which clogged up the shoulder and the right lane of travel with water.
There you go.
But this is the second time the Schuylkill Expressway was flooded in as many months. The last time happened in April when the expressway, they said, looked more like the Schuylkill River. The slopes are very unique. We used a lot of techniques from rock bolting to stepping to vegetation mats to try to absorb water and keep debris and mud off of the roadway, but not all areas are addressed. But we continue to get out there and have future projects, said Rudolph. Officials from PennDOT say this is not the new normal. They say as they progress in the project and identify areas that can become clogged, the problem of flooding should be alleviated. Let's hope so.
Mm-hmm.
In sports this morning. The Phillies were off last night, but are back in action tonight as they open up a series at home against the Colorado Rockies. The Phils have had a rough June so far, winning just 2 of 9 games they've played this month. They're still only 3 games behind the Washington Nationals and the Atlanta Braves, who are tied for first place in the National League East. Aaron Nola gets the start tonight at the ballpark, and game time is set for 7:05. In tragic news from the world of skiing, the 19-month-old daughter of U.S. Olympic skier Bodie Miller drowned in a South California swimming pool. Emmeline Miller died Sunday at an Orange County hospital the day after paramedics tried to unsuccessfully revive her after the drowning incident. Yeah. We are beyond devastated, Miller said in an Instagram post that showed several photos of the blonde-haired, blue-eyed toddler. The death was under investigation, according to the Orange County Sheriff's Department. Paramedics were called to the home in the enclave of Coto de Casa just before 6:30 on Saturday, and they tried unsuccessfully to resuscitate the girl, who was eventually rushed to an emergency room.
That's a
nightmare. So sad.
You can't believe it.
Nightmare.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the week leading up to the Super Bowl, it was revealed that if the Eagles won the big game, Chris Long said that he would get a tattoo of linebacker coach Ken Flagel somewhere on his body. As of yesterday, Long says that he's still planning on getting the tattoo on his back, but that he hasn't done so yet. The Eagles have mandatory minicamp through Thursday, and they are still the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah.
And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right. Thank you very much, Kathy. Let's see what we got going on. Today is a Tuesday, so that means we've got a Tuesday tattoo taking place. Tattoosday, we call that. Yes. So Jenny Bones is scheduled to be in here. Listener Brian is going to get some ink, so we'll see how that goes. We have our friends from Yards Brewing who are stopping in this morning with Ott's Restaurants. So we have a meet and eat, and we will do some giveaways. We have some gift cards, your chance to win that stuff. Which is nice, and celebrating Steve Morrison's birthday today.
Thank you so much.
Yes, happy birthday to you, sir.
Thank you, and your anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. 19 years strong. So,
and the cool part is that apparently you have gotten some gifts, and she's a little delayed on that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Tables
have turned.
What, the anniversary gift?
Yes.
Oh,
no,
really?
It's fine. No, it's absolutely fine.
She's such a jerk.
You kidding me? Remember the year that I forgot my anniversary?
Yeah.
Remember
that? Well, listen.
Can we relive that again? The exchange started the same exact way. It was just you wishing Steve a very happy birthday in the morning right around this time, and then it descended into you panicking.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying how things have changed.
Well, and thankfully, it is the same day as Steve's birthday, because now all of us remember.
Right.
Exactly. But it was on this day 11 years ago this happened.
Oh, here so we go. Since Steve is the gamer, Casey did this in honor
of your
birthday today, so you can enjoy yourself.
It's actually your anniversary, is it not, Preston?
Oh my god.
Are you serious?
Are you effing kidding me? No. I swear to God.
You're effing kidding me.
I don't.
Dude, but let me.
Wait, by the way, do you hear my laugh? I go.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
This is a great moment.
I don't. Dude, but let me tell you what. I'll bet you she didn't remember either.
Yes, she did.
No. I'll bet you she didn't remember.
Because that's why.
Because we remind each other of these things.
We're usually celebrating or your anniversary is something, and my birthday falls on the same day. I just naturally
assume. If anybody is working at Steven Singer Jewelers, please call the hotline now.
And they did. They did help me out. Steven helped me out. He pulled me out of the fire.
You jumped out, though. You were very good this year. You were talking about how you got ahead of the curve and did your shopping. You got it, man. Yeah. Eventually you get bitch slapped into learning how to do these things.
It's actually our anniversary celebration has gotten more casual over the years, believe it or not, because there are so many other things to get to and, you know, birthdays. And, of course, it's the end of the year, school year as well around this time. And my dad's birthday was last week. And there's all these other things. So it's kind of like the anniversary is like, I love you.
It's nice.
Let's go get something to eat.
Yeah.
And you know, we'll acknowledge it that way. Now, next year will be 20 years. We'll do something special for
that. Yeah.
But anyhow, happy to be here today on my anniversary on Steve's birthday as
Thank you.
We have some stuff to give away. We'll get to all that in a little bit. Let's go ahead and take a break and come back in a moment. But the big reminder is the I Bleed for President Steve Blood Drive is Saturday.
Saturday.
It is this weekend. So we'd love for you to get signed up for that. And you do indeed need to make an appointment. So you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to redcrossblood.org and get signed up for that. We would love to see you in person for that this weekend. Heads up on that, and you can check our website for any information that you may need. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. Lots of entertainment stuff to run by you. We'll do that when we get back.
This 93.3 WMMR Audio On Demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Are you ready for love? If so, Steven makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Steven Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStevenSinger.com.
Hey, give Dad some peace and quiet this Father's Day with a gift card from Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Over 50 locations in Delaware, South Jersey, Philadelphia, including the Lehigh Valley to choose from. Go to handandstone.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, let's ask a stupid question, see if we can get you a pair of tickets for the legendary Big Apple Circus, which is going on now through the 24th at the Philadelphia Mills Mall. The question that I have for you, okay, which Canadian territory is the biggest producer of maple syrup in the world? 215-263-WMMR, all right?
Coming on the heels of your hazelnut question last week.
That's true.
Yeah.
I have, I'm kind of...
I like these.
I almost had another one that was similar to the output of products from a... No, it's not. Steve wrote down Syrup Station.
Syrup Stand. Yeah.
No.
I thought that's in Russia.
It seemed likely.
Yeah.
No. What territory in Canada is the world's biggest producer of maple syrup? Yeah. 215-263-WMMR. Call now. Let's see if you know the answer. You know, they have the maple leaf as their national symbol for
it's all coming together now.
All right. I'm going to go through some birthdays today. On Tuesday, June 12th, it is Jason Mewes' birthday today. Jay from the, you know, Clerks, Dogma, Jay and Silent Bob films. Close buddy with, obviously, Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith. They were both on an episode of The Flash.
Yeah.
They appeared. And he's doing much better, man. He was really in the dregs.
Yeah, he got his act cleaned up, so thankfully that's worked out for him. So
yeah, he's a good dude.
Good for him. He's 44 years old today. Timothy Busfield. Yes, Revenge of the Nerds, Poindexter. Which, funny enough, I always get these birthdays, and they list their credits, and that is not on there.
Are you kidding me?
And that's a crime.
How do you miss that one? That's a pop culture icon, that character.
I just watched, over the weekend, Revenge of the Nerds 2 was on, and there are parts of that movie that I do like.
That was my first date I ever went on.
No
was
way.
To see that movie, yeah.
Wow. There's a good date movie. Yeah, sure. And he plays sort of the prick in Field of Dreams.
Yes.
Yeah.
The movie you hate. If I ever saw it, I could concur with that, but I've never made it past the first few minutes.
I wonder if I went back and watched 30-something, if that would mean anything to me now.
You would see it as a logical extension of Revenge of the Nerds.
Okay.
He gets his ass together and has all sorts of growing up problems.
You would look at it as a bunch of youngins because you're way over 30-something. Okay. So he's also the West Wing. He's 61 years old today, Timothy Busfield. George H.W. Bush is 94 years old, had some health issues earlier this year, but he's still kicking along. And, you know,
how many years married to Barbara? 60, 70, some crazy amount.
It's got to be over 70 because he's 94. I got to guess those guys got married probably in his 20s after he got back from the war. So it's got to be over 70 years, I would imagine.
When you have someone who is basically your other half, you know, depart this mortal coil, it's got to take its toll.
Yep. He married Barbara Pierce. What does that say?
In January of 45.
1945.
Un-freaking real.
Well, good for those guys. So happy birthday to him. 94 today. It's also Marv Albert's birthday today. Sportscaster. 77 years old today. He bit
some. Are my panties on straight?
Yeah, he would wear women's panties. He bit some woman, right?
Yeah, that was a big issue.
Like a threesome with another guy?
With another guy. Yep. During which he was biting the woman.
Yep.
It occurs to me he's a little kinky.
But he is a shining example of being able to bounce back after some pretty... interesting information coming out about your personal life.
Because it was all consensual. It was just kinky.
Yeah. So he's 77 today.
The biting she wasn't too happy with.
DJ Qualls, the actor, the movie Road Trip, the movie The New Guy, and he's popped up in a whole bunch of TV shows from time to time.
Greatest achievement, The New Guy?
The sequence where she's changing clothes as a gift to him is wonderful.
Eliza Dushku models bikinis him. Mm-hmm. Now we later found out that he's gay, so it wasn't really impacting him. But
yeah, I hung out with him on a riverboat cruise in Memphis.
What was that for?
That Memphis Blues show, I think that's what it was called. It had Jason Lee, and he could not have been a nicer guy. He started as a model, which is he's an odd looking fellow, but he did well in Tennessee as a model.
Yeah. So he's celebrating his 40th birthday today.
Good actor. For him.
Then we have Dave Franco, brother of James Franco, movies like 21 Jump Street and Now You See Me and Fright Night. He's a likable guy.
He's very likable.
Mm-hmm. And he is 33 years old
today. I think he's also, who's he engaged to? He got a major score from Community.
Allison Brie.
That is a good score.
Yeah, they got married last year.
Well, good for him. Congratulations. And 33 today. And the last birthday, Steve Morrison.
Oh, thank you.
Of the Preston and Steve Show.
God
celebrates
bless you.
His birthday today.
Glorious.
It is glorious. What a morning.
Yeah.
Do you remember that you celebrate birthdays with all those people like George H.W. Bush? You recall
No,
that?
I don't. No, I don't.
I've forgotten who I am.
I was at his wedding. That's how old I am. I'm okay. 5'9", so.
Your birthday sucks for celebrity birthdays,
right?
Yeah,
there are no good ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't sit. Yeah, like I'm okay.
The only thing I remember is Eddie Van Halen's is the day before me.
The day before, yeah.
There you go.
Mine's Rachel Ray and Regis.
Okay, those are good ones.
Yeah. And it might be Sean Connery, too.
Oh, see, now that would be cool. I'd be down with Sean Connery on my birthday.
Yeah, mine is America.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. That is correct. Absolutely. All right, let's see if we can find someone who has the answer to today's stupid question. What territory in Canada is the world's largest producer of maple syrup? 215-263-WMMR. I'm going to go to Ryan. Hey, Ryan, good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Ryan. All right, so what area in Canada are we talking about?
Quebec,
yes. Oh! Correct. One moment, sir. We are going to get your information. And we are going to set you up with a pair of tickets to the legendary Big Apple Circus now through June 24th, Philadelphia Mills Mall, celebrating 40 years under the big top with the greatest acts ever assembled. And tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, the only reason I wrote down my guess, and I guessed Quebec.
Oh, you did.
Nice. It's because it's just north of Vermont, and I just assume Vermont is like...
You've got to figure that area is rich for maple syrup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. My son is going to Quebec tomorrow. I've never been there. He's going on a trip with the French club at
school. Oh, really?
Not the
maple syrup club.
Nope, not the maple syrup club, but I'd be all about that. Absolutely love me some good maple syrup. So we'll begin with the entertainment news. Rose McGowan issued an open letter addressing late chef Anthony Bourdain and his girlfriend Aji Argento, their relationship, and the need for more intervention when it comes to depression and suicide. She and Argento have grown close in the past several months since they joined the dozens of women in accusing Harvey Weinstein of misconduct. And until his suicide on Friday, Bourdain championed both women and the Me Too movement that has grown out of their activism. She wrote, "Dear fellow humans, Sitting across from me is the remarkable human and brave survivor, Aja Argento, who has been through more than most could stand, and yet stand she does. She stood up for to her monster rapist, and now she has to stand up to yet another monster suicide, the suicide of her beloved lover and ally, Anthony Bourdain. I write these truths because I have been asked to. I know so many around the world thought of Anthony Bourdain as a friend, and when a friend dies, it hurts. Many of these people who lost their friend are wanting to lash out and blame. You must not sink to that level. Suicide is a horrible choice, but it is that person's choice. And addressing the late chef's depression, she said, Anthony was open with his demons. He even wrote a book about them. In the beginning of their relationship, Anthony told a mutual friend he's never met anyone who wanted to die more than him. And through a lot of this last year, Aja did want the pain to stop. But here's the thing, she said. Over their time together, thankfully, she did the work to get help so she could stay alive and live another day for her and her children. Anthony's depression didn't let him put down his arm. He put down his armor, and that was very much his choice, his decision, not hers. His depression won, she remarked. She also said that the pair shared a free relationship without borders. Before his death, Argento was spotted holding hands with another man in Rome, according to TMZ.
So they had an open relationship. Okay.
I guess so. And Bourdain's ex-wife, Ottavia Buzia, also addressed his death. The pair share Ariane Bourdain, 11 years old, and remain amicable post-split. She wrote, our little girl had her concert today. This is on her Instagram, along with a photo of Ariane and a microphone. She said she was amazing, so strong and brave. She wore the boots you bought her. So it was kind of directly addressing him. I hope you're having a good trip wherever you are, she concluded in the caption. So that just continues to be sad news to hear about that. Meanwhile, McGowan was indicted by a grand jury on Monday for a January 2017 cocaine possession charge. However, she thinks that Harvey Weinstein may have been responsible for a frame job. According to TMZ, the actress could face up to a year if she's convicted. McGowan's sister, Jose Baez, or not her sister, her lawyer, Jose Baez, said in a statement, Rose steadfastly maintains her innocence. What?
My sister, Jose.
These charges would have never been brought if it weren't for her activism as a voice for women everywhere. I assure you, this selective prosecution will be met with a strong defense.
You know, it's interesting because originally when this idea of the drugs being planted on her was put out there, I'm like, come on. And then you started to realize the level and the extent to which Harvey Weinstein was going to suppress accusers. It could be.
Yeah. Last January, the 44-year-old actress was accused of possessing cocaine, which was allegedly found in a wallet by airline staff. So we will see where that goes. All right, a little too much information on this, but here's the case. Jada Pinkett Smith is getting super honest about her most intimate habits on her Facebook show, Red Table Talk, starring herself, her mom, Adrienne Benfield-Jones, and her daughter, Willow, who is 17. And she talks about pleasuring herself. I know we have clips for this.
Yes,
I haven't heard
do.
The clips yet, but I have the transcript here. But let's roll this. And
They're on their way over.
They're on their way over. Mm-hmm. All right, so... she had said to her daughter Willow and her daughter's friend Taylana Lynam during the program, I think by your age, I had given myself multiple firsts, multiple orgasms is what she means.
Yeah.
So let's see if this clip goes along with that. Here we go.
My grandmother taught
me. Oh, this is her talking about who taught her
to do it.
To do it.
Yeah.
About self-pleasuring because she wanted me to know that that pleasure was from me.
Exactly.
She didn't want me to fall into the hands of a man and if he gave me pleasure to think that that was him. Yeah. And she taught me at 9.
Mm.
Whoa. Right?
Yeah.
At 9.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That might be considered something different today.
Yeah.
If your grandmother teaches you that at 9.
Saturday night thing, baby. Oh, yeah.
I remember, Kathy, and it's like yesterday, 8 years old, my grandfather grabbing the anal beads and said, let's go out to the woods.
Try these.
Gotta show you something.
I don't want my grandmother to teach me.
And here's what you do. You're going to feel a shuddering sensation. That's the orgasm starting.
What the hell?
And then it's going to be like a chill, and it's going to be, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is disturbing.
Thank you, Gum Gum.
Hi, Grandmom.
It is. I think it is a little disturbing.
It's so disturbing.
At 9 years old to get this self-pleasuring session from Gum Gum.
I mean, yeah. It's also still kind of technically inappropriate. They're talking about with an underage daughter. I mean, you know, she's 17, but.
No.
With the 17-year-old, you mean?
Listen, yeah. Jada's not saying she was traumatized by it or anything like that.
And, I know.
You know. So,
by the way, Jada's own mother looks super young and is super ripped.
Yeah, there are pictures of her in a bikini, and the woman is in shape.
But I mean, she looks like she could be Jada's sister.
Yeah. There's a couple moments in this video where Jada looks exactly like her father. I don't know if you guys noticed it or not, but like in certain ways that she smiled, she looked a lot like Will Smith.
Here is...
You mean Willow?
You mean Willow.
Willow, not you Jada.
I'm sorry, I meant Willow, yeah.
All right, so here's another clip of her talking about being addicted to sex toys.
I've had a lot of experience with sex toys. Lots. I don't miss that at all. No, but I think by your age, I gave myself multiples first. Multiple orgasms. Yeah, I did. I was really into it at one point, just because I was in an exploration state, and I was abstaining from men. And I actually think I went through kind of an addiction, too, with it.
Ooh.
And then one day I was just like, enough. Like, you're having five orgasms a day. Yeah, you get addicted because you can create so much pleasure. You just constantly want it. It's just like, you know.
The funny thing is the whole purpose of the show, Preston, is actually a fishing show.
Oh, I didn't know that. They really.
Yeah, they really.
It's kind of like us. Sometimes we go off the
rails. We go off the rails a little bit. Yeah.
Head on to it.
Jada was teaching how to fly a fly lure.
Oh, my goodness. This is bizarre.
Yeah, isn't it wild?
Yeah.
So these are the things that she talks about on her show.
You and Jerry don't just sit around talking about...
Come on, Casey.
Kathy, can I see you for a second?
No, it was the complete opposite. She still never told me about sex.
You know, the times that I don't let you go running after the ice cream man could be better used to do this. Watch. Mother! But everybody's got their own thing. Way of either talking about it or
going to the
completely
zoo.
Completely not talking about it at all.
My parents did. My mom came out in a robe. My dad said, "You're going to see a few things tonight. We're going to get you started."
Oh my God!
I think the age is shocking.
Yeah,
I'm a little jealous of these generations being able to speak so openly and freely about sex. I mean, it can be so uncomfortable and difficult. But if you're able to talk to your children about it in a way that's educational and open and honest, your kids probably will be a little more informed sexually than, say, Kathy.
Yeah.
Now we've been able to have open conversations. Discussions.
That's good.
Once there's a certain age, like my daughter's too young, but my son's absolutely.
So my son's going away to camp. In 2 weeks, and when I was a little older than him, my dad tried. I was going to the same camp, and my dad tried having that conversation with me. And about when I was 12, maybe 13, and my son's only 11, so it's still a little early. But it was going to this camp at this time of year, and my dad, I remember it vividly in the driveway, trying to have the conversation.
Who was more nervous?
I think we both were.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I took the trash out. went to the end of the driveway and was like, "Okay, talk to you later, Dad." You know, it was
awkward.
Is that
the euphemism for sex? Now I'm gonna go take the trash out.
Yeah. So anyhow, kind of an interesting take at it. Maybe that's your approach. Who knows? All right, moving on. Director Ron Howard is not happy about the tepid turnout for Solo. A Star Wars story. Despite getting positive reviews, the film has struggled at the box office. It earned $176 million domestically in its first 17 days at the box office, less than half of what Rogue One, the previous Star Wars standalone, made in the same time frame. In addition to being a part of one of the most successful movie universes of all time, Solo has quite the cast, of course. Donald Glover, Emilia Clarke, Woody Harrelson, Thandie Newton, among others. Howard, noting the slump, took to Twitter to address the issue. He said, "As a director, I feel badly when people who I believe an exit polls show will very likely enjoy a movie don't see it on a big screen with great sound."
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he's saying.
It's,
you know,
it's not as good as Rogue One. I mean, you know, like it make a better movie if you want more people to go see it. It's a really good movie. It's fun.
Think they overreached of Han Solo?
Sure, and it's also a saturated market at this point.
I think there's another issue, is that they underestimated the importance of Harrison Ford as Han Solo. And to Nick's point, you're back-to-back films. Now people say, well, what about Infinity War? Well, Infinity War is the culmination of a multi-picture story.
Yeah.
And you also know these characters through multiple movies of their own.
Yeah.
So that's, you could follow on the heels of Black Panther, which was simply establishing another character.
Right.
And have a big turnout.
But like Solo was kind of, and it's not even, it's not a bust. I mean, it's making hundreds of millions of dollars, but right off of the bat, you know what I mean? So like, right, like Rogue One, it had a stronger opening weekend, did it not?
It did.
And why is that?
Well, also,
you know, like you had no idea.
It was spaced out a little bit more, but you're right. And also the glow, we were at that point still being convinced that Star Wars movies were going to be coming fast and furiously, and that every time you turned around, there'd be a new one. So, oh, Rogue One. Here's a departure. Here's another story. No one knew that that was essentially an origin story.
Yeah.
And not to get too nerdy about it, but yeah, like it took place in between episodes 3 and 4. The Solo is kind of a standalone story that has not a lot to do with the Empire and the Jedi and the Sith. It's a good movie that's fun, but it's not integral to the Star Wars saga.
But I'm intrigued by the idea of the backstory on Han Solo.
Yeah.
But I didn't go see the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Maybe
just the look of it. I was like, eh,
suck
know,
it.
I don't have to go see it. But you know, anyhow, he did thank and retweeted messages from fans who loved the movie. Lovely here. What else do we have? How about this? John Schneider,
the legendary.
Bo Duke.
Yes,
is going to be behind bars for the next few days.
Uh-oh. What happened?
A judge. A judge just gave
his horn's too loud.
Jail time for not paying spousal support to his estranged wife, Elvira.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
So Mistress of the Dark is his wife?
Not that Elvira.
Oh.
I guess it's Elvira Schneider.
Elvira Schneider.
The Dukes of Hazzard star was sentenced Monday to 3 days in L.A. County Jail for not making good on delinquent alimony he owed.
Horrible song this is, by the way.
It was a huge hit.
Yeah,
man.
It was.
John was given a March deadline to pay his more than $150,000. And the judge at that time told him that he had to transfer his property to Elvira to square things away. And he also had to resolve tax liens against the property. And he didn't. So now, in addition to his jail time, he'll have to do 240 hours of community service, and he could be in jail as soon as today, by the way.
And he still has to pony up the cash.
Yep. So Elvira might,
you know what, honestly?
What?
He might want to look into moonshining.
Yeah, maybe. Well, they weren't moonshiners.
You know, down south.
But he could do that.
Yeah.
Ocean's 8. So many cameos in this movie, but not enough time for all of them. Between Katie Holmes, Kim Kardashian, the leading ladies, which are a ton of them. It's easy to figure out who in Hollywood didn't make it in, and that would be Matt Damon.
Matt Damon!
Director Gary Ross told The Hollywood Reporter that leaving one of the OG Ocean boys on the cutting room floor was tough.
Matt Damon.
But he said it had to be done. Said there were a lot of people who were gracious to us that just for editorial and storytelling reasons didn't make it in, and some who did.
Matt Damon.
We ended up shooting probably another 10 days afterwards, so there's a lot of material and a lot of shaping, and it really just comes to storytelling.
Matt Damon.
So Matt was supposed to be in it, and they cut him out.
So I'm not going to see this in the theaters, but I will definitely check it out when it hits the home market.
Yeah. Looks like it might be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Breastfeeding moms need extra calories, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson wants to make sure that girlfriend Lauren Hashians are delicious. The 46-year-old shared a shot of himself spooning pasta into Hashians' mouth as she nursed their seven-week-old baby Tiana.
What a doting dad, huh?
Yep. And he captured.
Did he accidentally, because he's so strong, ram the spoon through the back of her head?
I don't know.
Sorry, baby.
He captioned the picture, "I'll handle this business." And he wrote, "Mama has her hands full nursing and feeding baby Tia. So I'm feeding Mama her dinner. My pleasure. So much respect to her and all mamas out there holding it down and running things."
Rock's pecs are so big. Have they seen if the baby would take to one of his teats?
You know what? I wouldn't doubt it if the baby at least attempted.
I'm nursing.
Yeah.
I wonder who took this picture.
I was wondering the same thing. All right. All right. So mommy's feeding the baby. Daddy's feeding. All right. There's somebody here to document that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Let's see. Villains are pilfering iconic Marvel treasures, including an Iron Man suit valued at $325,000, a shield from Captain America, and claws from Logan, according to The Hollywood Reporter.
Sounds really weird that someone would do that.
Sales of Lucasfilm and Marvel collectibles have reached $400 million a year.
Didn't know you were sitting in a vault back there, Kathy, did you, with all my collectible stuff?
Yes, love it.
Costume makers are now weaving, listen to this, DNA into the garb for tracking purposes.
Holy crap. Into these things so they can sell. Wow.
That's what it's come to.
They're putting DNA for tracing purposes.
Yep. And they're a hot commodity. So
Would be, if you were to get one collectible from the Marvel Universe, what would you want?
Oh, wow. And like an actual prop?
Prop,
from the films? I probably, one of two things. I'd either want Mjolnir, the hammer, or I'd want Cap Shield.
Those are kind of standards.
I like props. I like the weapons, or
as opposed to the costumes.
Yeah. I think I'd because you could play with them. You know,
you can. Look at me, man.
Let's see. Do we have audio of this, Casey?
Yeah.
Okay. Dennis Rodman was literally crying tears of joy about the whole U.S. and North Korea summit. And apparently he had streams coming down his face, albeit behind sunglasses, and he praised the historic summit, which he's insinuated that he had a role in brokering by softening up Kim Jong-un. So we have a clip of him on CNN.
Getting all emotional.
This is him.
And I said to everybody, I said, the door will open.
I remember you saying it.
It's amazing. When I said those things, when I went back home, I got so many death threats. And I believe in North Korea. And when I went home, I couldn't even go home. I had to hide out for 30 days. But I kept my head up high, brother. I knew things were going to change. I knew it. I was the only one. I never had no one to hear me. And today is a great day for everybody. Singapore, Tokyo, China, everything. It's a great day. I'm so happy.
We've been dancing in the streets. Philadelphia.
He's a mess.
Is he drunk?
I don't think so. Not here.
I don't think so either. Steve, you saw the documentary of him in North Korea.
Yes, I did.
When he's drunk,
you know
he's drunk, because in that documentary, he gets hammered and he's a babbling idiot.
But you remember
this is too sharp for him to be drunk.
Agreed.
All right, because when he had done this earlier, when he was in North Korea and he had done, I believe it was just with CNN, he was crying like that.
He was drunk. Or
believe it or not, he gets more emotional when he's sober.
Yeah.
So anyhow, Rodman has been the U.S.'s unofficial spokesperson on all things North Korea for a while now. Even bring over a basketball team, which was part of that documentary.
He's also running the FDA, Preston.
To get on Kim's good side, and he also claims that he got him Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, as well.
He almost sounds like he's eating his words.
He does. Yep. And then one last thing. Jeff Johns is relinquishing his duties as president of DC Entertainment. Another president at DC, Diane Nelson, also stepped down last week. He is staying close, though. Johns is reportedly moving over to a more creative role at Warner Brothers and will write a long-delayed Green Lantern reboot. One of two co-publishers of DC, Jim Lee, has been named as the new CCO, but to be determined is who the next president will be.
I'd be curious to see if this means that they reboot. You know, there was talk, actually, that at the end of the Justice League movie, that Armie Hammer was going to make an appearance as the Green Lantern.
Okay.
That didn't happen.
No.
But, yeah.
But let's see where they go with it. All right, we're ready for the clips. Ooh. All right, Teachers follows six elementary school teachers as they try to mold young minds, even though their lives aren't quite together themselves. Here, Kate Friedman shares the inspiration behind her character.
I play Miss Feldman. She's the oddball that does not deserve to be a teacher, but teaches on anyway. She's kind of like a little bit Miss Frizzle and a little bit Kramer, and a lot of fun.
I don't think I want to see it.
Season 3 of Teachers begins tonight at 10:30 on TV Land. That's correct. Okay. All right, let's do the next clip, please. Becca Cuffrin believed that she had found love with Ari Lyandike Jr. on The Bachelor. But when he changed his mind, she resolved not to let the heart-wrenching breakup hold her back. Here, Beckett talks about finding love this season as The Bachelorette.
I keep describing it as a whirlwind romance because I did fall in love. It worked out so much better this time. I feel like I finally found somebody so much better suited for me. But it was a wild journey, and there's a lot of tears. There's drama, amazing dates. You really have everything rolled into one season.
You're a complete dirty whore.
The Bachelorette airs tonight, 8 o'clock, and that is on ABC.
Oh, actually, the ratings for this one have not been that good.
Really?
And they were anticipating them to skyrocket because she was the one who had that. She was picked and then dumped right after.
Yeah. Maybe there's after a gazillion years, a little burnout.
It's possible.
Show, I don't know.
Steve, I know you don't watch this or whatever, but
I'll check in now and then.
Did somebody walk into a room naked last week or something like that?
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure it wouldn't be the first time. No, I'd tune in if someone walked into a jet engine.
Well,
that
she apparently, she was in a room with a guy. They were chit-chatting. And some other dude's like, you know what? I'm gonna take off all my clothes. I'm going to walk in on these guys, showing everything. You know?
Yeah.
And she's going to...
She's going to love my junk.
Yep.
Interesting.
Take a look at my smoked meat log.
All right. All right. Welcome to Tuesday. Yards Brewery is going to be here with Ott's Restaurants. We're going to do some giveaways in conjunction with that. And it's Steve's birthday today.
Yay!
It is my anniversary today.
Yay!
So we have all these special occasions. So you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to get done up today.
You are.
I am. We have one of our interns actually is leaving this week. And she is interesting in the makeup realm. Her name is Damar. I would call her Mars. But she wants to do my face, shoot what's called corpse makeup.
Yes, it's very popular.
She does that?
Yes,
she does.
Does she wear corpse makeup?
She does.
She does?
I have seen pictures
of her
in corpse makeup, yes.
Well, I mean, because she does interesting eye makeup and things like that.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Like starbursts and things.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see you as a star child.
So she's gonna
corpse.
I don't know what she's going to do.
I want you as a corpse.
Apparently, I'm getting corpse makeup done today. So in honor to get ready for my big night anniversary with my wife. So
are you ready to go?
Yeah, so I think in this commercial break she's going to get started.
All right,
really?
All right.
Yeah, we'll have to have you watch the webcam.
She was cleaning her brushes out in the kitchen, so she's ready to go.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Now listen, a few other special occasions as well. MMR's 50th birthday continues, and we have a little get together Thursday night. It's for the show with you two, and it's a chance for you to join us in our catered suite, or it says our catered. Oh, pre-party. I'm sorry.
It's totally catered.
I don't think it's a... I don't know if it's a suite or not, but we have a pre-party taking place and a backstage tour.
Nice.
And we will take... I tell you what, I'll give away tickets right now.
Nice!
Caller number 25 at 215-263-WMMR. You're going to get to see U2 Thursday night, the second of two concerts. Tickets are on sale at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com for the second show. Call right now, number 25. You get them.
They're being a little mysterious about the exact location. So it's one of those things I think we're going to find out when we get
really?
There.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a big building with a lot of rooms. And so there are a lot of places where they can host something like this.
Yeah.
I don't think that's in one of the suites, like the party itself.
Right.
But I've been told, and this is a direct quote, that the seats are, quote unquote, excellent.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice. And pre-party means you get some food and drink and get yourself ready for it. And a backstage tour, so you get to see that area as well if you've never been in that part of the Wells Fargo Center, which is pretty cool. So call right now. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back in just a moment. Make sure that you stay with us on this fine, beautiful-looking Tuesday.
Now, more with Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
That's Ghost on 93.3 WMMR.
You're a ghost!
I am turning into... one of the nameless ghouls right now, I guess. I can't see my face. I have no idea what I look like.
Well, it's all white, and you have dark circles around your eyes.
Okay, so one of our interns, intern Damara, Mars.
You look like me, actually.
Is doing me up in corpse makeup this morning. Yes, next. She always comes in with these really wild eye makeup things that she does.
Do you wonder why my feet are so beautiful? Why everyone points at my feet and says ooh and ah?
I'm looking at myself on the in-studio monitors here, and I do have a little bit of a Joker.
You do.
Right now.
My father used to say, "Why are your feet so pretty?"
He said, "They're scars."
Yeah.
Wow.
So
okay.
He held a razor to my face.
We will we'll get the final results in a little while. In the meantime, you just have to take me seriously
yes.
while we do this next. It's hard not to see myself and go into that. So I want to hear the story that Kathy has to tell about a little fender bender that took place.
I know.
And it's all your fault.
Yep. So annoying.
What happened?
It's the drinking.
No, it wasn't. We were out to dinner. My brother, Christopher, got engaged. So we went out to dinner last weekend, you know, just to celebrate. And I was leaving and we were in Phoenixville. And this actually was my first time out in Phoenixville.
Beautiful.
It's such, I mean, I didn't realize how cute it was there. Not really. Like, I mean, I've driven through when Nick used to live out there. Like, I went a couple of times to his house, but never really went out into the little town.
Oh, yeah, man. The
so
strip.
Cute.
Gorgeous.
Bridge Street. And really, over the last 15, 20 years, it's gotten so much better. It gets better all the time. It's a great town.
Great restaurants, good walking area. Yep.
But it gets really packed.
And yes, it does.
It was beautiful out when we went, and so it was jam-packed. And we were finishing up. We were leaving. I parked in a little parking lot. And I left the parking lot, was driving down the road, which, you know, had cars parked on either side. And there was an opening, kind of like a driveway. It wasn't a parking spot.
Yes.
And I had to pull over because someone who was still in the restaurant was running out to give me something. So I pulled forward into the spot. It was big enough to pull forward into, but I just cut it too short. And the guy who was parked behind me, or what would have been behind me, I scraped the side of his car.
Front left quarter panel, that whole thing? Okay.
Yeah, like kind of, yeah, the bumper.
All right.
That's exactly what I did. So annoying. My car is not that bad. His BMW, of course, was.
Yeah, so of course.
So now I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay. So I pull over, and I have nothing in my car to write on.
Right.
So I just took off. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Cottage!
Go. Well, how about Jay says to me? He goes, just leave. It's fine. I'm like,
that's
no,
what
it's
Jay
fine.
Said.
Wow.
I go, no, it's not fine. So I find, yeah, I find this idea. Like crumpled up piece. there goes Kathy. I find up this crumpled piece of paper in the car, and I, you know, have to, and it's written on. So I write, I'm so sorry. I hit your car. I leave my phone number. I leave it on his windshield.
Yeah.
So he calls me that night. It was like midnight when he called me. I was sleeping, so I didn't get answer. But
yes, who is this?
That's Kathy's late night voice.
He calls the next day. I talk to him. I'm like, so sorry. You know, he says, let me know what you want to do. You know, I said, okay, let me go get a quote. Call me, and you know, either I'll pay out of pocket, or if I have to go through insurance, I'll go through insurance. He says, okay. So he calls the next day. He says, well, this was so Saturday. I talked to him. Okay, so yesterday when we were on the air, he texted me pictures and the quote, and I'm like, okay. And I didn't really quite look at it. I didn't get into it.
Yeah, you're working.
So he calls. We're still on the air. About an hour after he sends the text messages, calls. We're still on the air. Obviously, he can't answer the phone. Yeah. I get a call after we're off the air from a different phone number. And so I was sitting in the office after our meeting. I answer, and it's him. Yeah. And he's like, it's so-and-so. I sent you the pictures. And I said, yes, I know. I'm still at work. I didn't have a chance to look over it. I'll look over it, and then I'll get back to you. And he goes, well, I just want to let you know, I have a camera on my car, and I have your license plate number. Bye.
What?
I called.
He thought you were trying to elude him.
I'm the one that wrote my number on a crumpled up piece of paper, idiot.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I call back, right?
Yeah.
And I go, hey, I said your phone hung up by accident. I didn't hear what you said at the end of that.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I sent you the pictures. I said, okay, yeah, I got the pictures. I'm still at work. I will look over them and I'll call you later. Is that okay? And he was like, yeah, okay. But I'm like, are you? I mean, I guess he was nervous that, like,
give it a little time to breathe, for Christ's sake.
And you have my phone number.
Yeah. Well, you did.
You
did what countless other people would not do. You did the right thing. You wrote down your number. Kathy, I was in the parking lot one time, and the entire front assembly of my car, headlights, grill, everything was ripped off. Ripped off by somebody who didn't leave any information and just took off. You a dent on the side of the car, and you went the extra mile. If you wanted to get away with it, you wouldn't leave, or you would have left the wrong number.
Right. So, and I think I calmed him down when I called back, and, you know, kind of played dumb a little bit, and he was like, oh, okay. And then I ended up talking to him again yesterday, and I said, look, I'm going to get my car checked out just because combined to fix both cars, I want to make sure, you know, do I go through insurance or do I not? So I'm like, I can't take my car until Wednesday. So I'm not going to call you tomorrow, but I will call you Wednesday. And he was like, okay, yeah, take your time.
Okay. Well, there's that thing. Now it's good that he's complying and saying, you know, let's see what we can do and keep it off the insurance if possible. That's cool. And just handle it if it's something that can be handled that way. But wait. Next time he calls, answer with an accent.
Yeah.
There's no Kathy here.
Kathy.
But when she's not right. No, you have wrong number.
But then when he like yelled and hung up on me, I was like, is this guy like a little unhinged, you know? And I kind of got
said,
a little nervous.
I have a camera on my car. I have your license plate. Bye.
She's thinking she's going to get away with this. Well, I'll tell her I have a camera on my car.
Some people feel the need to get defensive automatically.
Yes.
And it can happen. And sometimes we're conditioned to just, you are supposed to react negatively to this because you've been victimized, you know, somehow or another. And you kind of have to, you got to take a moment. And then when you called him back, he was like, oh.
Yes, the man who hit my car was wearing clown makeup.
Kathy, you should give, next time he calls, you should give Steve the phone. Just to and have Steve answer.
Yes, who is this?
This is my lawyer, Marty.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk to him.
We've examined all the elements of this case, and we believe that we are going to fight this vigorously in court. My other clients include the Joker.
It just totally turned the table.
Yeah.
But that was
sue you for molestation.
Listen, that was good of you to leave a note.
Listen,
if you've ever parked in Philly and you've come out because sometimes the parking on the street parking is very, very tight. And I've had where I'm like, well, clearly somebody ran into the back of my car. And I mean,
didn't leave anything, right?
Well, and just trying to get in and out of a spot. Have you ever seen people that are parked so tight?
Yeah, they bump you.
That it's like, how is that person ever going to be able to pull out of this spot? And I think that happens sometimes. I was in the city one time and I saw a guy, New York license plate, back up, hit the car in front of him, back up or behind him. Go forward, hit the car in front of him, back up, hit the car behind him, and eventually squeeze out of the spot.
There is a city style of parking where you just gently bump, you know, and you do that. And that's quite common. I'm not a big fan of it myself.
Right.
But, you know, if you want to sandwich in. But I think you're just creating future problems when you attempt to pull out. But that said, I had a situation where it was over by the Wissahickon train station. It was, you know, a fresh sheet of ice on the pavement, and there was basically an ice slide heading down towards a couple of parked cars as you rounded the corner. I was heading home when I lived over in that area, and so I'm going 5 miles an hour, and my car, doesn't matter if you're on ice, if you have all-wheel drive or whatever, doesn't matter, you can start sliding.
Yeah.
The momentum of the car just had me go forward, and I tapped into a car. And so I got out, pulled ahead, got out. And I kid you not, I go over, I write my name and my number on a piece of paper. I go over to put it under the windshield wiper of the car. There are already two pieces of paper under there.
Oh, no.
From other people who had hit this car. So I could have walked away and said, they got it. But I did hit the car.
Yeah.
I've hated it. Coming to work one morning, I came out. I get into my older car. Hit the, lower the window. It's in the summer. I'm going to lower the window. Boom. It just goes right down into the door the second I hit the button. I get out. Somebody has careened into the side of my door.
Wow.
Didn't leave any information whatsoever. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm not going to do this to this person.
Well, that's why I left it, because it has happened to me. And then it's money out of your pocket. You know what I mean? I hit the guy. Whatever. I have insurance. If I have to use insurance,
sure. Yeah, but and it's good that he's working with you on that.
Yeah,
and I guess as to Preston's point, I think it's very lucid one. We live in an age of reaction.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'm being scammed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what sucks though is the bumper isn't even a bumper anymore. I mean, before the bumper was a bumper, and if it had like a little scrape on it, or you know, it was metal.
Yeah,
that's the point of it. You know what I mean? But now everything is just so sleek and nice, and any little smudge, it's like, oh, I can't live with that.
Well,
why not? If it's a lease, I understand.
Yes. Do you remember curb feelers?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Used to stick the ugliest things.
What was it?
basically little antenna sticking out from around the car to give you proximity warnings. It's been replaced by the electronic proximity, but you would have...
Yeah, it would, scrape scrape the curb and you could hear it and you knew you were close enough. Curb feelers. I haven't thought about that. Yeah, look at this.
There you go, Kat.
Those are curb feelers. Yeah.
And Case, the thing is that his bumper has to be painted now. Yeah. Like you said, it's not really a bumper and that's what's costing, you know, a lot of money.
And fortunately, it's a BMW.
Yeah, fortunately, it was a BMW.
Because Kathy hits the Maserati.
Yeah. But if you are parallel parking, you know, I purposely, if there's, you know, a car in front of me or behind me, I purposely, like, let's say there's nobody behind me, right?
Yeah.
I purposely leave a big cushion with the car in front of me because there's no guarantee that whoever parks behind me is going to give me enough space.
Yep. And, you can't, you never rely on the parking ability of those around you.
No, and down at my kid's baseball field, parking is terrible there, so you have to do that because it's just you're going to get blocked in.
Now here's the cautionary tale of leaving.
Have a story to tell.
Would you like to hear
why I'm always smiling?
If you're just tuning in, I have paint on my face.
Yeah, you know.
I have a white painted face.
Are you done yet?
No.
This is a break.
Just the beginning.
Anyway, if I'm sure this has happened before. You leave a note. You just scrape somebody.
Yeah.
And then they take a sledgehammer and beat the crap out of it and try to get more out of you later on.
Have you had that happen?
No, I haven't had that happen.
Well, Kath, did you take a picture?
Yeah, we have pictures and stuff,
You all took a picture?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. That's a much better
She got up on the hood and moved her hair back.
Right, I'm going to post them on Instagram later.
Yeah, well, because I had...
There's more where this came from.
This is the car
I hit. Yeah, she hit my car.
I rear-ended a lady. Now, we were both in the car. It was at a stop sign. And I had rear-ended this woman. Now, I'm telling you.
Then you both got out of the car.
I barely touched this woman.
Okay.
I mean, I barely touched her. There was not a scratch, nothing on her car. However, I had already had front-end damage on my car.
All right.
So my bumper was already hanging off, not because of this accident, but because of a previous run-in. So she gets out of the car and, you know, takes a look at the damage. She gets back in her car to pull up.
Yeah.
Now
she thinks you did it.
Now she's hurt.
Oh.
Ambulance comes because her, you know, because she'd seen the damage to my car. You know, and luckily my friend was actually, and the reason I even bumped this lady is because I was saying hi to a friend who was standing on the corner.
Hi! Hey!
So he saw everything, and he knew how. So he, you know, at least I had
it's Billy two times. Hey,
I had a witness saying, "Like, dude, I barely." But dude, she gets out of the car. They're like, "Oh, holding her neck and everything." I'm like,
So that's the difference now. To having the camera and having the Allstate app, all these apps have you instantly take the pictures.
Yep.
You instantly do, you know, walk around the thing. You can even conduct an interview. You get video on site, and there you go. So you know, trying to sell the injury is a lot harder these days.
Yeah. By the way, Kathy, the guy said that I have a camera on my car and I have your license plate. Are there cameras that you can?
It would be like a police, you know, like the police
continually taking a surveillance video.
I don't think
not that. There are dash cameras for when you're in motion.
Or is there a camera when it feels impact that will come on?
Maybe that's it.
I don't know, Marissa.
I think the guy was just talking about his backup camera. Which probably isn't.
Well, no, because it was the front. It was the front of his car.
Well, the backup camera looks over its shoulder.
Right. let me go to Shelby. Has a story. Hi, Shelby. Good morning. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let's try that again. Shelby. Good morning.
Hey, bitches.
Hey, what? What's up, Shelby?
Hey. So, I've made the accident of hitting somebody's car. I hit a parked car in the train station, and I freaked out, but I left a note like everybody should, and I didn't get a call until I think it was after the weekend, and the woman answered the phone and was like, oh my God, thank you so much for leaving a note. She found out what my car was. She's like, do you drive this kind of car? And I'm like, yeah, how do you know? And she just knew by the color because I drive a nice red car, so she saw the nice streak of red on her car.
Yeah.
And, pretty much, we just started talking, and she seems like a really nice woman. She knows where I work. She knows we work near each other.
I know where you work.
Yeah, we're probably going to be best friends at this point.
Or did she start following you when she realized and she's going to ruin your life. No, well, okay, but you see, but the emotion that she had of you actually taking the time to put a note shows you what it means to people, because everyone gets screwed eventually on this thing where somebody will hit your car and just leave without leaving any information. So did you, are you besties now, or is it all resolved, or what's the story?
I'm still paying her off right now. We actually worked it out without insurance, and she's helping me come up with a payment plan. I'm paying little by little, and you know what? I'm probably going to buy her a bottle of wine or take her out after.
So she can go out drunk driving. Yeah! And then you have the cops waiting for her, get her hauled off, and you can end the payments.
Oh, you're setting her up.
Was there a lot of damage, Shelby, if you're having to pay in installments?
My car, no, thankfully. Hers, it looked really bad.
Wow.
And her son is now able to walk again. So,
wow. Interesting. All right. Thanks, Shelby. Appreciate it.
It's a lot of damage.
Case, you remember the time you guys did that you did that scam on me? It's an automated
phone prank
thing where it's a pre-recorded series of somebody speaking, and they were accusing me of hitting their car and leaving a note, and I was confused by it.
It responds to you the same way that the systems now, that the telemarketers will be automated, and so they have voice recognition. Mm-hmm. So they're responding to what you're saying, as did this.
Yeah.
So it sounds like an angry guy.
He was like, yo, man, you hit my car. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And it was about me leaving a note or something like that and trying to scam it.
Oh, you have to have that.
See if you can find that case, because you guys didn't tell me about it until like weeks later.
Yeah.
You didn't know.
It came and went. I guess you guys thought I was going to bring it up to you.
Well, Casey had done it, and I don't think he told us until a while after anyway. Yeah. So
I wish I could find it.
What would it be under?
Because we did it to Nick as well.
All right. Well,
Nick's reaction wasn't as good as Preston's. But let me see if
Preston
I can find
got
it.
Proper. He got the way I would get, which is pissed. What are you talking about?
While you look for that, I'm gonna take a couple of calls. So I'm gonna go to Craig. Craig, good morning, sir.
Hey, Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, what's up, man?
How much, man? So I actually had a similar issue where I was waiting behind somebody at a yield sign, and I'm inching forward, kind of watching the other lane, waiting to go, and I tapped the back of her car. So I got out and I walk over and I'm like, hey, you know, are you okay? I'm sorry, I tapped you. She goes, oh yeah, you know, is there any damage? And I'm like, no, there's nothing. Like, I barely touched you. I actually didn't even notice until I looked forward and was so close to her. So she's like, all right, you know, let me grab your information just in case. So I give her my phone number, my insurance card, that sort of thing. About a month goes by, and I actually get papers in the mail from her lawyer because she was trying to sue me over the damages.
Oh, man. At the time when the accident occurred, did you take pictures? Did you do all that stuff?
Unfortunately, I didn't take any pictures because I actually didn't have my phone on me at the time.
Yeah.
So we ended up going through the whole process. The judge basically threw it out and said, look, you know, you waited over 30 days to come forward, something like this, and he didn't want to have any parts of it. So I got very lucky on that end.
Yeah, I think what you do is, even if you don't have your camera with you or your phone, draw a picture of you smiling next to the car, you know, and the sun in the sky, and that'll hold up in court, you know.
And her angrily yelling.
Yes,
sure. All right, thanks, Craig. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's a big difference now with your phone available right then and there. You got to get evidence of it right away. Casey found the audio.
All right. Here you go. You're at home now when this call comes.
Yeah, this is automated, and this was my response to the guy was saying I hit him.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, who's this?
So you the one who hit my car?
I have no idea who you're talking to.
Well, you left your phone number on my windshield.
No. Somebody played a prank with you or something,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, stop yapping and listen.
Who are you?
Listen, B, you scratched my fender and busted out my taillight.
Why would I leave a phone number and then deny it, dude? You got the wrong number, okay?
Yes, you did.
It would be stupid for somebody to leave a number and then have you call and deny it. That's the whole fact of leaving a number. So you got the wrong number, bud. See ya.
Who your insurance company?
Stop yapping.
You know, yapping's a big word in the hood.
Oh, my God. That was, I love that part.
Yeah, who's this?
So you the one who hit my car?
I have no idea who you fucking tell.
Well, you left your phone number on my windshield.
No, somebody played a prank with you or something,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, stop yapping and listen.
I wonder if that thing still exists.
Oh, my God. Stop with all this gobbledygook.
That's a good bit. Let me go to Ron next. Hey, Ron, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? Sorry for bothering me at work.
It's okay.
What's up, my man?
All right. So I was on my way to work one day, and I turned off of a larger street onto a smaller street. When I turned onto the smaller street, a lady jumped out from between two cars, barely gets hit, throws herself on the ground. So I get out, try, you know, make sure she's okay. I'm a firefighter, so I get out. I'm in my, you know, I'm in my uniform on my way to work.
Yeah.
And she instantly sees my uniform and her eyes light up. So I asked for police to come, you know, ambulance to come and everything. And she basically tells the cop, the cop asked her what happened, and she says, I'm going to get paid.
I'm going to get paid.
Scam.
Yeah.
Yep.
She said to me. And so I said, I was like, all right, well, I just want to make sure you're okay. Let's take you to the hospital, get you looked at, whatever. Barely any damage to my car. So the police, the cop writes on the police report that, you know, what she said, everything. I had a statement from the police and everything.
Yep.
So she, I get a call about a week later from my insurance, and the insurance tells me everything. She's okay. She has no major damage, whatever. So I asked them, you know, well, am I going to have to go to court for this? Am I going to have to fight it because of what she said? They said, no, it's actually cheaper just to pay her out.
What? Really? Like what because type of amount or were they talking about, Ron?
Well, they said that she got, initially she was going to get $4,000, but she fought it, got a lawyer, and she actually got less.
So she did the wise move. She got a lawyer to argue the amount down that she was asking for.
Ron, from you? $4,000 from you?
No, it actually, the insurance paid for everything. They said that they just, it's some PA law that it's no fault or something like that.
Yeah, no fault. One of the big scams is with people who, you know, fake these accidents and go after the no fault stuff. So what happened?
That was basically all that happened to me. I mean, I took the hit on my, I paid for the damage on my car just so, like nothing would happen. I actually asked my insurance, like, hey, is my insurance going to go up? And they said, no, we're going to write it up as it being like, you know, not your fault.
Okay.
You just paid her out.
Is it your impression, Ron, that she was waiting there and she was waiting to pull that scam?
I have no idea.
Because it does happen. It does happen where it used to be for a while, there'd be there'd be two cars working in tandem. One would slow up and cause the other one to bump and rear-end a car, and they'd do the insurance scam.
Yep. Let me go to another call concerning the cameras available. Hi, Kate, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, Kate?
I'm tired. I went to last night's show, sidebar.
All right.
So my husband and my father-in-law are psycho car guys.
Yeah.
And car show guys, there are cameras that you can get that look like rearview mirrors that link up to your cell phones, and they continually run, just like they would like in a store or something.
Okay.
So it is possible.
So people don't touch their cars, you know, go in their cars, because honest to God, they're that crazy.
Yes, you were. You brushed by my car in a parking lot. And
honest
see
to
it
God,
for $1 million.
My father-in-law screamed at my son for it.
Okay. So I get it, Kate. This is somebody who's really a car nut, and if they park it on the street, they're going to run into an appointment or something like that. They want to actually be able to watch their car live while they're doing what they're doing, see if anybody messes with it.
It's as if you're sitting in your car.
Yeah.
Similar to a dash cam.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're only going to get one angle on the car, not unless you surround it with cameras.
I don't know if there's higher-end ones, because I'm not paying for it. But
yeah, I'd just pay a robot to sit there.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Right. But they do have crazy stuff like that.
All right, thanks.
Interesting. Thank you, Kate. Appreciate it. Well, anyhow. Yeah, you did the right thing, though, Kathy. You left your number and... Oh, hopefully you're going to resolve
now,
it. Yeah.
No, just go off the grid now.
I know.
Just totally disappear.
I'm going to go the accent way. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you told him you were working, right, when he called and or was trying to contact you?
I said, I know. I'm at work. I'll call you when I leave.
I'm Kathy Romano. Perhaps you've heard of me. Preston and Steve? Yeah, that's me. And I'm going to make it rain on you. Ruin my first time in Phoenix,
Phil. Yeah, seriously. It did, though. Yeah. Like, what a bummer.
Thank you for sharing. All right, listen, I want to mention the fact that Ott's Restaurant, on behalf of Yards Brewing Company, is here today.
Yes.
And they've been serving South Jersey for 23 years, and Yards has been crafting local favorites right here in Philadelphia for 24 years, including Philly Pale Ale, Brawler, and their signature IPA, which is now available in cans. I do have $50 gift cards, and that is for Ott's Restaurant. And they're bringing in all kinds of stuff this morning. Their award-winning prime rib sandwich. They're bringing in some shrimp tacos.
Ooh, shrimp tacos.
Baby back ribs and more. So we'll take caller number 9, and I'll give you a $50 gift card, 215-263-WMMR. Call right now. We are going to take a quick break. We'll come back in a second. Some bizarre file stories. We're going to share those and more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
MMR rocks you too this Thursday. The Experience and Innocence Tour. The second of two huge nights at the Big Joint. Listen to win invitations to our backstage birthday party with food and bev, and a backstage tour and tickets for the show. Plus, we'll have complete concert coverage with Pierre and Jackie Bam Bam. U2 Night 2 this Thursday. Some tickets remain at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. 93.3 WMMR and U2. Everything that rocks.
What a happy day. I put on my happy face for today.
I love this now. This is cool.
It's so sunny and gorgeous. I figured I'd look like somebody who should be, you know, dancing around.
Absolutely, yeah.
Intern Demora Mars, as she's known, is doing my face up in corpse makeup.
Yeah,
today because it's
all the rage.
One of her specialties.
Yeah,
and it's her last week here, so I'm like, she always comes in with her eyes done up pretty wild. I'm like, that'd be cool to get something like that done. Well, she
did more than your eyes.
She did more than my eyes.
Yeah,
it looks cool though.
I'm digging this, man.
This should
awesome.
Be your look.
This like, is that wrestler.
You know what? Wouldn't it be great if you ended up being more outlandish than Jackie Bam Bam?
Oh, my God.
Like, if you showed up at events and he looked conservative?
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Yeah, exactly. I'm stealing this thunder.
You're stealing my thunder.
I might have to do that. It's all going to come together when she does my lips next.
Hey, I want to see that.
That's when it's going to happen. Casey was the wrestler Sting.
Yep, that's him.
All right. Sting used to do just a thing around his eyes, but there was a time when I guess he did the full white makeup on his face, too. And it's very,
let's call you Stink.
I very kind of almost like the Crow, but as if
the crow
went a little crazy.
Is what I was thinking more of, which yeah. I always like that look.
Yeah. So we'll do the official I'm done moment.
You know what? You won't be the Crow Pressure. You'll be the Turkey Buzzard.
And my defense is I crap all over you.
Crap all over your car.
Yeah. Steve, you wanted to hit the event, the Mac Fund. It's a week from this weekend.
It's not this Thursday, but the following Thursday. Thank you, Preston. I'm getting the word out. I'm so proud of my wife. She's put together this thing, and it's going to benefit homeless and feral cats. But listen, it's the party itself, and it's called the Mutiny on the Mishulu. It's June 21st, Thursday evening from 6 to 9. It's a happy hour unlike any other, because what's going to happen is we're going to have wandering performers. First off, we're going to have music by DJ Perry. Up Close Magic by Mike Palladino of Magic Mental Mayhem. We're going to have caricatures by Tiffany Case, Juggling and a Bubble Act by Douglas Stafford, Feats of Strength by Babyface Reed, Corporate Tarot Card Readings by, her name's Sue Koenig. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. She does all these group tarot card readings, and all this stuff will be going on while you're there enjoying happy hour. Food provided by the Mishulu and the Mixie Chicks. Nick, is it macarons? Is
that the macarons, the cookies?
Yes.
Wow.
Is that the way it's pronounced? They make phenomenal, yes. And our friends at Yards Brewery are providing beer for the evening, and they're going to have a whole wonderful selection, plus other wine and spirits and things like that. And get this now, if you order your tickets online, and the information is at PrestonSteve.com, our friends at Arm & Hammer, who manufacture, I believe, the finest kitty litter on the planet, are going to pay for your parking right in front of the Mishulu.
That's awesome.
They're going to have pallets of kitty litter to give away if you'd like to try it. I recommend you do. But it's a big evening. There's going to be raffles and all sorts of stuff. We want you to have a great time, even if you don't care a rat's ass about the cats, which we hope you do. But you come down and have a great time. And the information is on PrestonSteve.com. Again, it's the Mutiny on the Mishulu. And if you go to PrestonSteve.com, you see a little pirate kitty there. Click on it, and that'll take you to the ticket buying information. We'd really appreciate your support.
A week from Thursday.
Thank you, Preston.
You bet, man. Hey, and thank you also to Ott's Restaurant for being here on behalf of Yards, who's going to be at the event, too.
Yes.
They have a brand-new state-of-the-art Yards Brewery, if you have not seen it yet, open now at 5th and Spring Garden Streets in Northern Liberties, and you can book a brewery tour at yardsbrewing.com. But I have a $50 gift card that I would like to give away. We'll take call number 12 at 215-263-WMMR, and this is for Ott's. And I believe that's what it says. It just says win a $50. Yeah, odds gift card. There we go.
Nice.
All right, so you'd be good to go. And we'll set you up. 215-263-WMMR. And we have more of those to give away through the course of the morning, so we'll make sure we have your chance to win those. Let's get to the Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you this morning by McGuff Bus Company. Do you have your New Jersey CDL, and are you looking for a change? McGuff Bus Company offers granite guaranteed hours. I can't wear my glasses where
I
have this makeup on. I'm sorry.
Yes, where's my complimentary granite?
Health benefits, and they pay industry top dollar. Visit McGuff Bus Company. No, it's McGuffBus.com.
Oh, my God.
For more information.
To say this, but your eyes look like twin rectums.
Do they really?
They do.
They kind of look like buttholes.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay. Well, let's move along. An arm, this is messed up, man. An arm was found inside an alligator caught in a Davie, Florida. And it could belong to a missing woman who disappeared while walking her dogs on Friday.
So they just don't think it was a one-off arm?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Now, there may be a follow-up to this because I had this story. I think I grabbed it day before yesterday.
Anybody report missing an arm?
Well, evidence from the necropsy indicates the woman was bitten by the 12-foot, 6-inch gator.
Wow.
The Florida Wildlife Commission believes that the victim is deceased, and they said we will continue recovery efforts on the lake with local authorities. Authorities searched a Florida pond Friday after a witness told police an alligator attacked a woman walking her dogs and dragged her into the water. The caller reported seeing the alligator drag her into the pond about 9:45 a.m. on Friday, and divers were searching the water, but they found an arm inside of this alligator.
You play golf down there, right? A couple times.
Yeah.
I mean, those water hazards or whatever.
Yep.
Alligators go in those.
Yep.
You got to be careful.
Much to Casey's chagrin, we've never actually seen
You know what? You ever see one like that? You'll crap yourself.
But listen, there are in hazard areas on golf courses, I have seen, you know, like, do not enter this area.
Yeah.
There can be wildlife, and not just them, but, like, you know, rattlesnakes and things like that as well. So you gotta watch your step.
That's that.
In certain areas of Florida. A man who was found stark naked in the middle of the road at Glastonbury, acting in a bizarre manner, said that he must have taken some acid at the event.
I must have taken some acid and forgot.
At the foot of the tour.
These are my testicles.
A witness slowed down his van, and Liam Robert McDowell ran towards his vehicle, rambling and swearing, and then started punching the bonnet and windscreen before ripping off a windscreen wiper.
All right, I punched the bonnet. Now I'm heading back to the bit.
The bonnet is the hood of the car. When the police were called, they found the defendant sitting in the middle of a roundabout, still with no clothes on, clearly under the influence of something, and made an obscene gesture saying, "It's really important that I F myself."
Okay.
You don't understand. It's really important that I F myself.
When he was later interviewed, he said that he could not remember committing the offense and said, quote, "I was tripping my nuts off."
Okay.
I have a very good explanation for this. I was tripping my nuts off.
McDowell was brought before the magistrates in custody after being arrested. He pleaded guilty that he used threatening, abusive, or insulting words or behavior, and he also admitted cursing or causing criminal damage to a vehicle.
Is that a proper defense, tripping my nuts off?
It may be.
We're going to use the tripping my nuts off defense?
The magistrates imposed a 12-month conditional discharge on McDowell.
They gave him a hell's yeah.
A middle-aged man who tried to kidnap a teenage Mennonite girl in the driveway of her family's home deserves the 10 to 20-year prison sentence he's serving for the crime, a state appeals court panel has ruled. The fact that Todd Richard Ferry left an anonymous apology note in the family's mailbox the day after the kidnapping attempt...
He's just like you, Kathy.
...in no way lessens the terrifying impact of what he tried to do, the judge had concluded.
So you can't leave an I'm sorry note and clear the... charges.
Investigators say
about that attempted murder.
They say Ferry had an obsession with Mennonite girls long before he tried to snatch the 17-year-old off her bicycle in November of 2014. The girl told police that she rode her bike home from work and was getting mail from her family's mailbox when a man knocked her off her bike, grabbed her. She said she didn't see her attacker's face but heard him say, "Get in the car, you're coming with me." She broke free and ran home.
Good for her.
The girl's mother called state police the next day after finding an envelope in her mailbox from the attacker, and it said, "I'm sorry about the wrestling match I had with you. I fell in love with you. There is no way to approach you, and now I have failed my only way. I still want to meet you, and you don't need to fear me.
No, of course you don't need to fear him.
Police say they later found his DNA on that envelope and on a pair of sweatpants found lying in the victim's driveway.
Dear Mennonite girl, you don't need to fear me, man.
You slipped right into it.
Oh, man, I tried to hold it down.
Dear Mennonite girl.
That's the one girl left out of the Beach Boys song.
Those Mennonite girls are hip.
They really cook various breads and jams.
They said that Ferry at first denied trying to abduct the girl and then admitted to accosting her because he, quote, just wanted to talk to her.
Can you imagine how terrified you are? This slob comes jumping up on you while you're trying to enjoy your bicycle.
They convicted him with attempted kidnapping.
All right, but use a note. That's the defense.
Yeah. College, a beautiful time of learning, social exploration, and making up complete and utter BS. For one student, Reddit user Alexi.
Yes.
That meant giving a presentation to his international marketing class on the power struggles of a little African nation called Wakanda.
I was watching this video of him deliver this. The teacher bought it hook, line, and sinker.
That is exactly correct, at least until she went home and Googled it. Now, according to Alexi, the professor later asked about the presentation, and he told her that the entire class was in on the joke, and she actually thought it was funny.
So yes, she did. Got a kick out of it. To her credit.
He elaborated and said, basically, she's super curious and believed it the entire time up until the part where the guy at the back told her that it was a tragedy that she hadn't heard of it. At that point, she didn't want to believe it, but I kept going on, and she didn't think that I would have put up so much effort into a fake country. She was skeptical at parts, but really just kept believing it. She's also the type of person who only watches tennis on TV.
Oh, boy.
So she had no clue what Black Panther was until we told her about the movie shortly afterwards. And for what it's worth, the presentation apparently wasn't graded, so nobody was cheated out of anything.
But I was watching it, and the presentation is actually, like, Marvel-level... You know, he's breaking down everything and talking about the struggle and the whole thing. It's
used all of the information.
All the information you needed that's available about Wakanda.
All right. Talk about losing your temper. Here we go. A new Tripoli man, and I think that's in Pennsylvania.
It is.
Tripoli, has been charged with harassment after allegedly...
Oh, boy.
Defecating on another man during a road rage incident on Friday morning.
I've always wondered this, and you've reported this a couple of times throughout the Bizarre Files. How?
Yeah.
What's the angle? Are you a projectile pooper?
Yeah.
Are you above them?
Are you holding them down?
Are you holding them down?
Yeah. I think usually it's a crime of passion.
It's
one
obviously.
That you don't really prepare for.
It just happens.
And it just happens to coincide with a bowel movement and you go for it.
How can you mend a broken heart?
State police said Harry George Weaver of New Tripoli got into a road rage argument with an unnamed man around 8:45 a.m., so maybe he hadn't had his morning bowel movement
yet.
At the intersection of Routes 309 and 100 in Heidelberg Township. Police did not say what sparked the fight or how it escalated, but they said it led to Weaver defecating on the victim.
Maybe he had him in a camel clutch, right? So
that
you're kind of
it.
In the squatting position
right.
already.
Right.
True. Weaver, whose age was not listed, will be charged with harassment, police said. I have very little details in this man pooping on another man during a road rage incident story.
I don't think I would retaliate. I think I would start crying if I was pooped on.
Nick, do you have any more details on that?
He later went on to become a state senator.
Wait, here we go. All right, so it says, while Weaver claimed he had a medical reason for defecating.
Well, we all have a medical reason for defecating.
You physically have to do it.
It's not magic.
No, he said that the other driver never gave him a chance to explain.
Listen, I have a reason for as why I pooped on you. If you just hear me out.
He said his IBS kicked in, and then he had to go right in there. Okay.
So he's got a radio.
Well, no. If he has Crohn's or something along those lines, you never know. But he said, Weaver said he didn't say anything. He just got into the car and drove off and called the police. Weaver told NBC 10 he was deeply embarrassed and immediately left the scene to shower and change. He says that he wasn't at his home when state police arrived because he was on his way again to the doctor.
Okay.
Police later contacted him on the phone. Weaver said the officer listened to his explanation And he was still charged with harassment and receive a court citation. So,
are you sure he pooped on you?
He said, yeah, it was just one of those bad days made worse. The incident got carried way out of line because of my IBS. So,
all right.
If that's the case, it's legit, man. I know plenty of people who have that problem. So,
you know what? You're an effective lawyer with this makeup on.
I am. I should represent this man.
You should. Look at me. Do I look like a person who would be dishonest?
Do I look like a man who would lie and go against the integrity of this court?
Do you want to know why I believe in the law?
All right. Oh, and here's another follow-up story.
Ooh.
They found the body of that missing woman, where that they found the arm in the alligator.
So there was a death associated with it.
Yes, there was a death associated.
He didn't just find a random arm.
There for a while, wow. Preston, you were reporting on this story. I think it was up along Staten Island, or I forget exactly where it was, or maybe it's Seattle. I don't know. Opposite ends of the country. They were finding feet.
British Columbia.
See, yeah. I've been wrong three times already.
Yes, they've had several feet.
Finding human feet.
Like with a shoe still on
yes.
and everything. Yeah, it's pretty wild. By the way, so this the neighbor said that the woman's husband had warned her not to take the dogs over to that place because they had seen gators there before and it isn't safe.
Do you ever have to say, I'm still going to go. Someone says they saw gators, don't go. Yeah.
Well, especially if you're walking a dog.
A dog.
Because that's like bait to a
exactly.
gator,
you might as well be walking a ham.
Right. Wow. Okay. Interesting. Thank you for the two follow-ups. I appreciate that, guys. That's our crack staff here.
Damn it.
On the Preston and Steve Show.
Don't tell us we're not a major news source.
So we need to take a break, and I'm going to get my makeup finished now.
Yes. Honestly, right now, I love it. But the fact that she also was able to draw it down your beard.
Yes. Yeah, she did a good job with that.
You almost look a little like Slender Man.
Oh, really?
Not the dark makeup, but the pancake makeup.
What's the rejects?
Devil's Rejects.
Do I look a little Devil's Rejects? A little bit?
A little.
Isn't that the...
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You look like Liza Minnelli.
A little.
How do my eyes look?
We need to take a break. We'll come back in a second. We got to play a game this morning. You guys cool with that?
Yes.
We got a lot of stuff to give away, so we'll come back in a moment. Maybe we'll do that next. I don't know. You're going to have to stick around. And our friends from Yards Brewing Company and Ott's Restaurants are here. We'll do more giveaways as well in conjunction with them. Back in just a moment.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Dorothy. Take me down to the bottom. Fozzie. Stone Temple Pilots.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
You're looking good, man.
My makeup is done.
Yeah, looks good.
I've been finished. And
you got a little joker going on.
We have intern Mars. Damara has, she's kind of a Renaissance girl. She is. She does all kinds of into crazy different kinds of music and things. She'll go to shows and do this crazy corpse makeup.
She's into horror movies.
Yeah,
pretty
genre
cool.
stuff. Yeah. Comic books, all kinds of things. So she did my face with corpse makeup right now. And so right now,
honestly,
I'm as done up as you can get.
Do you have any teacher conferences or anything coming up?
I should.
Awesome.
Today's the last day of school for all three of my
show
kids.
Up.
Stop by school.
I should stop by school today. Hi, I'm here to
Daddy's
pick up
the here.
Could you imagine?
Well, you know, when you show up to the school, Steve, there's a security camera.
Oh, yeah.
When you get to the front door and you got to ring the bell.
Yeah. You should.
We should do that. We got a lot of stuff to move. We got some giveaways. So we're going to play a song that we like to call.
Name that song. In 8 bits.
We have some 8-bit versions of songs that you may know. We need callers on the line at 215-263-WMMR. We have a whole bunch of things that you could potentially win. Another movie screening. And you know, we'll take this moment because it takes a little bit for people to get on the phone lines. But we have a new screening of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Yes.
And this will be at the UA King of Prussia on the 19th at 7:30. Doesn't come out in theaters till the 22nd. We also have a couple of giveaways, $50 gift cards from Ott's, who I want to thank for being here.
Delicious food.
All Ott's locations, by the way, have great outdoor dining and a drinking space to enjoy an amazing selection of beer. They got private banquet facilities, live entertainment weekly. And by the way, they're located Washington Township on Green Tree Road, Berlin on Route 73 in West Berlin, and Ott's Medford is on Stokes Road.
Huh.
Anything else besides those two things, Case? What else?
Yeah, we also have cases of Yard, Philly Pale Ale, and cans. And then we have passes to join Marissa for a Sunday Fun Day lunch cruise on June 24th.
Ooh. Sunday Fun Day on the Spirit of Philadelphia.
So while you're getting set for that, and, you know, as I said, we have yet another great movie screening. Last night we had the screening of The Incredibles 2. Kathy and I were there with our family members, and we could give you a quick review of
Please, I want to hear. Yeah, because we're huge fans of the first one.
It's great.
It's so funny.
It's great.
Yeah.
And Kathy's right. I laughed a lot during this movie. So they really did a great job. You know, the first movie was so wonderful, so groundbreaking and great, and had funny moments in it, obviously. But it was an adventure movie,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This had a lot of humor in it.
Yeah.
The baby. Jack is hilarious.
So funny.
And, what one of the reviews said, by the way, it's 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. One of the reviews said, at its core still, it's a good superhero movie, too.
It is.
Yeah.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, and it takes off right at the end of the first Incredibles movie, right?
Yep.
Okay.
It kicks off right there.
Yeah, I thought there were points where I was laughing. I think there was, you know, some adult jokes in there where I was laughing and it kind of went over, you know, my six-year-old's head. But then there were other points where him and I were looking at each other and, like, laughing together.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, belly laughing. It was a really, really good movie.
On a superhero level, yeah, they did some things, abilities that you didn't know that the characters had in the first movie that were kind of cool that kind of manifest in this movie. And there's some good throwbacks to the original, as you've seen from the trailer. It's like Edna Mode is in it again.
Yes, yeah.
And I tell you who I really dug, man. Frozone is a badass.
Is he really?
They open up that character.
They kind of hinted at the big fight at the end of the first one. His, you know, his sliding abilities and all that stuff. So he gets his moment.
He gets to show off a little bit more.
Nice.
I thought it was really impressive. So, but it's. At the core, it's a great. There's great family stuff. You know, the relationship of the family members, the Incredibles, and you get all the wonderful superhero things and a lot of humor. And you know what they did? Because I watched over the weekend. I watched a portion of the original movie and looking at the animation. Because we're talking about 14 years later, the abilities of the animators now they've sharpened. They've honed their craft even more.
The textures and things.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I was like watching it. It didn't seem dated, but I'm like, okay, it's a little flat compared to some other things that I've seen. But Kathy, I thought they sharpened it up just enough. Mm-hmm. To where it didn't look like, wow, they went a whole different way, but they did.
But still.
Yeah, some of the things were sharper animation-wise than the original movie.
Like in the original, like every minute there's a multitude of things going on the screen at the same time. We're looking at the trailer right now.
Yeah.
It's just so kinetic and so amazing, you know, what they managed to pull off. And the colors in this, too.
Yep.
And I was reading with the filmmakers, you know, they wanted it to obviously be an Incredibles movie, but to have its own look.
Yeah.
And they achieved that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what happens at the end?
And just the characters or the actors behind the characters, you know, I love so many of them. So like, I knew it was them and I'm like, I love Mr. Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? And you know what they did? I thought it was kind of neat. And this isn't giving anything away. There's a short film. Some Pixar movies will have a short, film that's like 5 minutes long at the beginning. That was cute.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. And, but before that, before the short film ran, there's a little thing that they run and it's Craig T. Nelson and Holly Hunter and, Samuel Jackson basically saying, we are so sorry that it took this long to get a sequel to this movie.
Wow.
And thank you so much for your patience. And it was a really, I thought it was a really sweet sentiment.
And basically it was worth, they say, it's worth the wait, trust us. And then you watch the movie and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, as I was saying earlier, Preston, in that time they had a whole array of other classic animation and great movies that they turned out. So it was a bit of an anomaly, though, to have a movie that successful not be followed up with a sequel Within fairly short order, yeah.
And our good friend, Michael Giacchino, the soundtrack is incredible.
Awesome.
It's as you know, pardon the pun, but, I mean, just those really hard-kicking horns and really dramatic timpanies, and it was just
so
really great music.
To that point, how many soundtracks is he responsible for this summer? Because he's Jurassic Park, we know that.
Yeah, I don't know.
This, did he do, who did Solo?
Not him.
No, but...
he did Rogue One.
What was the one that he was telling us about last time? I don't know. Nick's pulling up his IMDb. We're looking at Incredibles 2, Jurassic World, Coco, which was last year. Yes. Spider-Man Homecoming, of course. So some of them were last year, but this year, there's some still stuff coming out. The Tale of the Kite. That's a short, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad Times at the El Royale. These are titles I'm not all familiar with. But he's got a couple
at least
out
two
there.
Two blockbusters.
Yeah,
though.
So far this year. But he's amazing. So it was wonderful. So
he's a machine
all the way around. You will love this movie.
Great.
Awesome.
I left really really happy. Is it as great? Nothing is ever usually as great as the original. But you remember how Toy Story 1 and 2? You love them pretty much equally. It's like that.
The first one always has the freshness factor. You have not seen it. But if they can, you know, at least give you that same feeling of joy in a different way.
It was so good.
All right. Love it.
So go see the movie this weekend for sure. All right. Let's play a game.
Name that song in 8 bits.
Going to play an 8-bit version of a song you know, and we'll see if you can get it right. If you do, then we'll set you up with a prize. 215-263-WMMR is the number. 3 callers for each one if we don't get a winner on the first time
out.
Yes,
I think that's the way to do it.
All right, we will go to, first of all, James. Hi, James. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Doing great, James. Here we go. I'm going to play the song for you. Identify it. Win a prize. It is that easy. Casey, can we start? Or are we going to start with the one you have there?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
Start off with a gimme.
All right, here is song number one. James, that's about 30 seconds of that song. You ought to know what that is, you know?
Seven Army Nation?
Say it again.
No. Say it again.
Seven Army Nation?
No. Casey's saying no. I can't give it a chance. Not Seven Army Nation.
The word.
Sorry, James. Let me go to another caller. I have Kevin on the line. Kevin.
Durka.
Hey, Kevin, you know what song that is?
That is White Stripe. Seven Nation Army.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's correct, Kevin. But we had to call a technical on the first one. And Case, what are we going to give Kevin for his?
All right,
correct
Kevin,
answer?
You have our first pair of passes to see Jurassic World: Fallen Kingdom at the UA King of Prussia, June 19th. That is a week from today. It's 7:30. It hits theaters on June 22nd.
Hang on, Kevin. We will get your information. What was that? Oh, that was. All right, let's do another caller. I'm going to get Kelly up next. Hi, Kelly, good morning.
Stop slapping and start listening.
Stop yapping. Start listening. All right, let's get ready to play.
Name that song in 8 bits.
Pull up whatever you want, Case.
It's such a nostalgic sound for us, especially if you got into video games early.
Yep.
To hear this, you can't help but crack up when you hear these versions.
All right, here is your song, Kelly.
He said
smells like teen spirit. Hang on just a second, Kelly, because we got a prize for you. I'll let this play, Case, while you're reading out the prize.
All right, we got a pair of passes to join Marissa for a Sunday fun day lunch cruise on June 24th on the Spirit of Philadelphia. It's a great way to chill and keep the weekend fun going with a tasty menu, Bloody Marys, and mimosas at the new outdoor bar. Plus, enjoy scenic views from the river, games, prizes, and more. For tickets and information, visit spiritcruises.com.
Don't you just think of Nintendo?
I can't help it.
I think of all those games.
When you would play one that was based on a movie that had a soundtrack that you recognized.
Yes.
It's like, oh my God.
Yep.
Absolutely. It sounds like the movie.
Yep. All right, let's go to another one. And our next caller is Ryan. Hey, Ryan, how you doing this morning?
Hey, you guys rock.
Uh-oh. Thanks, buddy. All right, Ryan, we got another song we're going to play for you in a contest that's called...
Name that song in 8 bits.
And here is your tune. Gotta ask, do you know what song that is?
I know it. I'm not getting the name, though. One sec.
I'll give you 5 seconds.
I'm not gonna get it.
Oh, incorrect. Nice. All right, sorry. Thanks for playing. Let me go next to Jim, and we're gonna do the same song. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Rantlers.
Rantlers to you.
Nice. All right, Jim, you wanna hear some more of that song, or do you know it?
Yeah, can I hear it again?
All right.
Rantlers.
Yep, here, I'll play some more of it. All right, Jim, that ought to be enough. What do you think?
Green Day Holiday.
Yeah! Yeah! All right, Case, what are we going to give this gentleman?
We have a pair of passes to see Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom at the UA King of Prussia June 19th at 7:30. It's in theaters everywhere June 22nd.
You know what they're saying about this iteration of this Jurassic Park series, that this is the movie that most comes closest to being a horror movie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right.
It's meant to scare you.
All right. Very good. All right. We will go next to Gavin. Hey, Gavin, you're on the air, buddy. Was that a little sweet?
It was damn good. Whatever.
I couldn't tell. All right, Gavin, we are playing.
Name that song in 8 bits.
Song is ready to go. You ready?
Ready.
Here we go. This can be kind of hard. All right, I'm going to have to ask, but do you know what song that is?
Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh. Sorry, man.
I think you're right, Preston. A lot of those, people probably don't know the title.
It's one of those elusive titles.
Yeah, I'll go
to Kate next. Hi, Kate.
Hey, you guys rock.
You want to hear some more of that song, or do you know what it is?
Yeah, I need some more.
All right.
California?
I can't give it to you with just that. There's a little more to it. I'll give you 5 seconds to add to that, all right?
All right.
Come up with another word.
Two, one,
wrong. Oh.
Incorrect. In fact, I've never really have known the origin of the title of this song.
No.
Why it is called that. Nick, if you could look that up, that'd be wonderful. Mike, you're on the air. How you doing, man? Mike, are you there?
There's nothing on.
There's nothing on here.
All right, Mike, I'm going to play a little bit more of the song unless you know it, okay?
I know it.
What is it?
Danny California.
He's right. All right, hang on, Mike. We'll get your information. All right.
Who is Danny California?
Hang on. Go ahead and give them the prize case.
All right. We have a pair of passes to join Marissa's Sunday Funday Lunch Cruise June 24th on the Spirit of Philadelphia. It's a great way to chill. Keep the weekend fun going with the tasty menu, Bloody Marys and Mimosas at the new Outdoor Bar. Plus, enjoy scenic views from the river, games, prizes, and more. For tickets and info, visit spiritcruises.com.
All right. There's nothing on here.
Very interesting story. Anthony Kiedis has commented that the character of Danny California is a composite of all the women with whom he has had relationships.
So basically all the women I've slept with.
Is that how he speaks?
Yeah.
Lyricist Anthony Kiedis laments the early death of Danny, a poor young Southern girl who eventually lived in California, became a mother, and lived a hard, fast, unsettled life.
I had no idea. I thought there was a dude named Danny, and he lived in California.
No, it's spelled
I'm an idiot.
D-A-N-I.
Okay.
The song narrates much of Danny's life, starting with her birth in Mississippi and apparently culminating with her death in the Badlands by a North Dakota policeman while en route to Minnesota.
Wow. Okay, so it has much more impact to me. I thought it was just Danny Bonaducci and how he got on the Partridge Family.
No, I don't know. It has nothing to do with that at all. But, I mean, they did live in California, so
yeah.
I can understand why you would think that.
And she was in more than one song, too. She was in Californication, she was in By the Way, and then she was in her own featured song in Danny California in 2006.
Really? So this definitely affected his songwriting.
Yeah, so it's a character that's weaved her way throughout a few Chili Pepper songs over the
years. Interesting. So it's all the women that he's had relationships with.
Very good. Same way Beanie Babies, influenced Kathy.
That's yeah.
Many have compared that. Yes.
So
let's move along now to Bobby next, because we're playing
Name That Song in 8 Bits.
All right, Bobby, how you doing?
Feeling great, guys. How you doing?
Wonderful. You ready to play?
I am.
Okay. Case, what am I waiting on?
Well, the one that you were pointing at, we don't have.
Oh, okay.
What?
But the first one that you pointed out, I have up here, so I'm going to have to play it on a different apparatus.
All right, here
we
go.
That one.
Here's your song.
He wanted that one. I think we should give him the prize anyway.
Here's the song. You should be good on this. Here we go.
Oh.
I think we played this one.
Yeah, so do I. I like it, though.
Yeah.
I like it, that.
Come on, everybody.
Bobby, you ought to know this.
I'm having trouble hearing it, honestly.
You're having trouble hearing it? Here, I'll let this. Hold on. How about right here? All right, Bobby. I know you heard that.
Oh, drawing a blank.
All right, sorry.
It's funny how the 8 bits turns a song of, like, you know, trying to struggle to make it into an ice cream date.
Mm-hmm. Let me go next to Brittany. Hey, Brittany.
Hello, Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, Brittany. All right, so do you know that song, or do you want to hear a little more of it?
I know it.
All right, what do we got?
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Of course! Yeah. Hang on, Brittany. We're going to get some movie screening passes.
Yep, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, UA King of Prussia, June 19th at 7:30.
Stay there. Whoa. Oh, living on a prayer.
Hey, Nick, are you any good at this?
This game?
Yeah.
I'm great at this game.
Do you think you can get this one? I'll give you like 10 seconds.
All right. Here.
You,
I almost cursed.
That's Kokomo by the Beach Boys.
You same band that brought you Pet Sounds.
By the way, an offshoot of that that song, one of my best friends just called me from Aruba, which is the first line in that. And I've never been to Aruba. And this is, my friend has traveled around the world. He said it could be the most favorite place he's ever been to.
Aruba. Really? My mother loved Aruba.
I heard it's windy there.
Yeah.
And that's what he said. It is windy, but the good thing about it being windy is that
it blows the bugs off you.
Well, that I would imagine as well. But some of those Caribbean islands, you'll get rainstorms that come to during the day. And he said, no rain at all. You don't have to worry about that. Because I know when I've been in the Virgin Islands, you could guarantee at one or two times during the day, there'd be a rainstorm that would make it the right way through, which is great because an excuse to go back in and turn on the blender and whip up a new batch of drinks. But
it's deserty, I heard, and I think you there's little rain in the what's it called, the ABCs?
Yeah, I don't know.
Aruba, Barbados, no, and Carbabo.
No. Curacao.
I just made up a word.
Okay.
Anyway,
I've heard that it's
Barbaro.
It's Barbaro, Curacao, and Aruba. Yeah. No, I heard it's really flat there as well, too. A lot of the Caribbean islands are really hilly.
And, I've heard it's full of skiable mountain ranges.
Yes. Wow.
Which so is we're so getting a lot of information. Conflicting information. By the way, to give you some sense of comfort, Nick, about your hate of the song Kokomo, it was also written by Papa John Phillips, who, as we know, had a long and tender sexual relationship with his own daughter.
Yeah.
So
it
makes it that much worse.
All right. Let's move on and see if we can get another contestant. Where were we? What?
We were just playing Kokomo.
No, what line should I go to? Line three, Marissa says. All right, so I'm going to go to Lori. Hey, Lori, how you doing?
Gadzooks.
You ready
Happy birthday, Steve.
Oh, thank you very much.
Are you ready to play the game?
I am.
All right, here we go. That song
in Actually, this is my favorite part of the contest is listening to the jingle.
I try to beat it into the ground when we play this game. All right, here we go. Your song starts now. You got it?
Tom Sawyer.
Tom Sawyer! Yeah! Exact. Hang on a second.
The 8-bits can't handle the drum, which cracks me up.
What are we going to give her, Case?
All right, we got a case of Yards Philly Pale Ale cans. Yards Brewing Company has been crafting quality ales right here in Philly since 1994. The local favorite, Philly Pale Ale, is available in cans for the first time ever, just in time for summer. Pick up some at the Whitebriar Restaurant in Avalon.
Nice. Case, do we have this
we
one?
We do. I have a different one that I want to play first.
Okay, that's fine. Case here. And I are going through the list of songs and picking out the ones we want to play, so we'll do yours first. Let me get David on the line who wants to play. Hey, David, how you doing, buddy?
Mini.
Nice. All right, David, we're playing.
Name that song in 8-bits.
Have you been doing pretty good so far?
Yeah, I'm very good at this game. It's actually David from Kansas City.
I thought so. I'm Pico's Pete.
Nah, David's been here in our studio before. Okay. Works with the Kansas City Royals.
Where are you right now?
I'm in my bedroom.
I know. No, I mean, geographically, where are you right now?
Where did he say he was?
His living room.
I'm in my living room.
You're in Kansas City. That's the point I was trying to get to.
Okay. Yeah.
We should never have entered into that conversation.
Let's do the song. Here we go, David.
I don't know this one.
Oh, you know it. You sing it all the time.
I do?
No.
No.
All right, David, do you have any idea?
Zero idea, none.
Oh, my God.
All right, sorry, buddy. Enjoy your time in Kansas City. We'll talk to you again soon.
We love you.
This is an 80s classic. I will go to Paul next. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Paul, do you need that song some more? Do you know what it is?
Oh, no. That's Men at Work, Land Down Under.
Down Under?
Yeah! Yeah.
Hang on, buddy. You hear it now?
Yeah.
There was something he was in the news recently. I think he's working with another band now. Do you remember reporting on that?
Colin Hay?
Yeah, I think. Do you remember what it was, Case?
Ringo's All-Star Band.
Yes, that's it. Yes,
He's been a member of that band before, and so he's getting back and touring with them. So,
All right, so our winner, Paul, you're going to go see Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. It's in theaters on June 22nd, but you get to see it on the 19th for free.
How about that?
All right, let's go next to, we have time for, let's do two more.
Two more. Okay.
Good enough? All right, I'm going to go to Nick. Hello there, Nick.
Hey, Gadzooks, guys.
Gadzooks, Nick. All right, so we're playing Name That Song in 8-Bits. I hit the jingle, but it didn't play. Let me try that again. We're playing
Name That Song in 8-Bits.
Nick, here is your song.
that's Thriller, Michael Jackson.
Damn right it is.
That means you get a prize. Hold on just a second, Case.
All what's right, he getting? Nick is going to see Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom at the King of Prussia Theater, UA, at, what, June 19th, 7:30.
I don't believe in zombies or monsters. Something evil's looking in the dark. I'm not like the other boys.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. Well aware.
Yeah. I... She just turns and goes, yeah, I got that.
Trust me. In fact, I like the other boys passionately.
All right, we have one more to go to, and taking a stab at it will be Lisa. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi.
All right, Lisa, the last one for...
Name that song in 8 bits.
All right, here is your song. Yeah, she said an Africa by Toto. Yeah, exactly. Hang on, Lisa.
I love that Weezer cover that we're playing.
Yeah.
I put together a whole blog post last week of an appreciation of this song.
Yeah.
Because, Steve, you sent that a cappella version over, which was awesome. And then there's that Weezer version. So it's up on PresidentSteve.com if you want to take a look.
Do we have the a cappella version audio of that?
Yeah, I do.
All right, tell her what she won first.
All right, you got a case of Yards Philly Pale Ale cans. Yards Brewing Company has been crafting quality ales right here in Philly since 1994. The local favorite Philly Pale Ale is available in cans for the first time ever. You can enjoy some for the summer. Pick up some at the Circle Liquor Store in Summers Point, New Jersey.
Nice. All right, so, yeah, see if you can dig that up, because it's one guy, right,
doing
all the parts.
Doing all the parts.
With his mouth, so he does all the percussion and all the melody. Does he sing as
well?
He
does sing as well, yeah.
Okay, cool.
He's doing everything, Preston. He even catered the recording session.
Really? Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Falafels.
I don't know who this guy is, but here we go.
I stopped an old man along the way.
So the horns and everything, that's
everything
his voice.
Behind him is his voice.
He turned to me as if to say, hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you.
That's pretty good with the drums.
Good. Pretty good, right?
That's really
for
good.
For a cappella?
Yeah. Nice.
Clearly, nobody here in this room could do that. But I bet you intern Kyle could do that.
Probably. Yeah. Kyle did the...
Very talented.
Which is a good segue, by the way. Thank you very much for playing.
Name that song in 8 bits.
But if you missed this the other day, we have announced that we are bringing back Bucksco versus Delco. 5 years later, the grudge match is real, and we get this awesome jingle to go along with it. Our video department singing that, and Kyle has a really great singing career as
he's
well.
Excellent, yeah.
The Temptations,
yes,
are on his album.
How cool is that?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a return to a much often cited thing that we did, yep. And so by fan request, we're doing it again.
5 years ago, Casey representing Delaware County, Kathy representing Bucks County, and we're doing it June 25th through the 29th. Each day that week, a new contest, a game, or a stunt, or something's going to take place. Kathy won round one back in September 2013, and 5 years later, we get another shot at the title.
Do you remember John Wick 2 when John Wick returns to his burned-down house?
Yeah.
Yep. I think that's what this is like.
Exactly. So mark your calendars, represent your county, pick your side, and get ready for the Battle Royale that's going to take place here live on the Preston and Steve Show.
To quote a Lethal Weapon 2 or 1, it's going to get bloody.
It's going to get bloody, Raj.
It's
going
to get bloody, Raj.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a second. Make sure you stay with us.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Are you ready for love? If so, Steven makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Steven Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStevenSinger.com.
Hey, give Dad some peace and quiet this Father's Day with a gift card from Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Over 50 locations in Delaware, South Jersey, Philadelphia, including the Lehigh Valley to choose from. Go to handandstone.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Kathy. All right. Let's talk about the elephant in the room here. IHOP changed their name to International House of Burgers.
Yeah. IHOP.
And we only got a chance to just touch on it yesterday.
Yes.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
It was all Trump and Kim Jong-un could talk about.
Yeah.
They were freaking out. And in fact, they thought the whole summit was going to just collapse under that because we were thinking the obvious
breakfast.
Yeah. International House of Breakfast because it's known as a breakfast place.
When you said that the other day, Preston, I thought, oh, that's absolutely it. And maybe they're just trying to revamp a little bit.
They were trying to get exactly what happened. We talked about it. So they were getting the press that they wanted. Yep. But at a certain point... It, like, you can run around the house with scissors for so long, and then it becomes not funny. and this has become not funny. Because, now, the thing is, and Preston, you were sort of marveled at the fact, we would go to IHOP all the time. It was, either McDonald's or IHOP after church,
yeah,
because that's what Jesus wanted.
Of course.
And so I would have it was a club burger, a club sandwich burger. Which I loved. So, but it was like, it was the rarity. Okay, I'm going to have the burger at IHOP.
Yeah.
But now, apparently, they are embracing their burger menu.
The social media reaction from a few different outlets was pretty good. I enjoyed the Phillies one, where they switched the B and the P, or switched the P to a B, flipped that upside down in Phillies. And then I saw Wendy's had a good one, and so did...
What was Wendy's?
Wendy's just basically said, we're going to stick to our burgers because that's what we're good at. And then Burger King changed their name briefly to Pancake King.
Okay.
There you go.
Now, the Phillies, I saw that, but it said we have a big announcement, too. Is that they just messing around?
Okay. Yeah, the Phillies had an off day, so they just had fun with their name.
Has IHOP indicated that this is a permanent change or not? That's the question.
Yeah, I've heard temporary.
Yeah.
Is it?
That's a marketing stunt.
I don't know.
Really?
We'll have to wait and see because
we're talking about it.
The lead up said that they weren't joking about it. You know, so I guess they're gonna fix it. I guess what would indicate it is if they actually physically change the signs out
front. Exactly.
If they do that, they're spending money and they're probably not gonna, they're not gonna just use it as a short term promotional site because that would be.
I thought it was more of that. Like, this is it. This is the change, and that they would change signs and menus and all that kind of
stuff.
But I guess we'll see.
On the name Pud Chompers.
Stop. Pud Chompers.
Because they thought that was a bad name.
That'd be a good
name,
publicity stunt, too.
IHOB. Something tells me that they are seeing the forest for the trees here and realizing that the pancake thing is great, and it's what they're known for. However, they can be thought of as more of a around-the-clock meal place as opposed to just a breakfast place.
Is there any place that you go to that is known for something, but you get something else?
The Purple Orchid.
The Purple Orchid
for
is
crabs and... I go...
I can't think of anything.
I can tell you a perfect example. I used to go to Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips and get the chicken.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I remember you telling me that.
Yeah. We used to go to Arby's all the time because there was an Arby's down the street from my house and my buddy John.
The deli sandwiches?
Well,
at Arby's.
Yeah.
We used to go all the time when they introduced their deli line of sandwiches.
Yeah, and that's not why we went. Oh. I went for roast beef sandwiches, but my friend John would always get the chicken sandwich. And then they discontinued it. Yeah. And he didn't know what to do with himself.
Yeah.
I told you my parents, for years, they Burger King had a thing called the Yumbo.
Yeah.
And it was Canadian bacon, and it was their bizarre sandwich. We go to Burger King and get a burger. But they went for the sub-menu item.
I mean, does anybody go to, Pat's or Geno's and not get a cheesesteak? Do they serve anything besides
cheesesteak? I don't think they do.
I mean, besides French fries.
Because I always get chicken cheesesteak. Is that a breach of protocol or is that okay?
Oh, yeah. At Pat's and I don't think they have chicken,
I don't know
do
that they?
They
have.
No, I get mine at Chubby's.
But I'm talking about,
if you go to Pat's or Geno's.
Yeah.
When I go to Nick's Roast Beef, a lot of times I will just get the French fries. Now, granted, the French fries have... Like it's called gravy on them and stuff. So, but
that's a menu item that's commonly in line with that.
No, it's not. It's not. He just asked if when you go to Pat's, do you not get the cheesesteak?
Yeah, what they're known for.
Oh, okay. Casey, it'd be similar to the Goldbergs, where Barry would always order. They go to Beefsteak Charlie's and he orders the fish.
Right.
Right.
Marissa?
Yeah, Outback serves fish, I found out.
Oh, yeah. Good tuna steaks.
I actually, I had a really good swordfish steak there one time. I was surprised.
Yeah, most steakhouses do serve fish.
Yeah.
Well, I had a boyfriend that took me there for my birthday when I was vegetarian. That was before they served fish.
That's why had a boyfriend is the operative. Wow.
That's not true, Marissa. They've always had fish on the menu.
You know,
always.
Maybe it was before I started eating fish.
Though. Okay.
But right. I had a sweet potato, and he got mad at me for only eating a sweet potato.
You're a vegetarian!
What
are you doing to try and take out for dinner?
Yeah.
Is this the one who called you a whore?
No.
Different one.
Is this the one that gave you cheese?
No, different one. Keep going. I just keep
licked your
them
face.
Off.
The guy that licked your face.
Nope. Oh.
Okay. Wow, man. We're running out of. Was it Moses Malone?
Running out of boyfriends here. Wow. Because International House Pancakes, I would never order anything but breakfast there.
Yeah.
I never even knew that lunch was an option. It's been a long time since I've been to one. But
I've been living with this secret, and now I can say it out in the open. Yes, I have eaten burgers at International House of Pancakes.
You
well, yes, I told you, my club sandwich burgers.
Club sandwich burger.
Yeah.
I totally forgot. Yeah. You just said that like
just
5 seconds ago.
Here, I can play it back. So I have burgers at IHOP.
What was on the club sandwich burger?
Like a regular bacon, lettuce, tomato.
And 3 pieces of bread? That type of deal?
Yeah, something like that.
If it was a club, they
probably... Yeah, it was like a club sandwich.
They would have to do it that way.
Yeah. Now, watch, I'm totally thinking it's another place, but that's where I believe I had the club sandwich burger at IHOP.
Sounds pretty good.
Now IHOP.
IHOP. Yeah, we'll see.
That's going to be hard to change when you're saying it, you know?
Here you go. Somebody texted him, burgers at Dairy Queen. Yeah.
Dude.
Have you had them?
Oh, yeah.
There was a Dairy Queen. When I went to high school, you could leave for lunch, okay? If you had a car, you could take off and you go somewhere else for lunch and come back.
But you couldn't. You just did.
And there was a McDonald's, and equal distance away was a Dairy Queen. When you got tired of going to McDonald's, you went down to Dairy Queen. They had cheeseburgers there. They were good cheeseburgers.
Yeah, they had a flame burger for a little while there. They closed...
Fire on a bun.
Well, it was spicy.
You're
right. Definitely was spicy, but it was good. And the only reason I got it is because I saw the commercial and I'm like, I'm going to try that.
I have actually something that's similar. Rita's Water Ice on Ridge, I don't know if they still have them, had Nathan's hot dogs.
Really?
And yes, I've seen the combo before.
Yes.
And you know who else has that is Brewster's.
There's really?
Brewster's have a Nathan's component to it as well.
What are your thoughts on, I don't know if this goes in line with what you're talking about, but going to Rita's and not getting a water ice and only getting a
custard. Getting a custard.
Yeah.
I do that occasionally.
Been honest with them. You see me. I'm always honest. I tell them right to their faces, I love your custard. So, and they're never insulted.
On LATimes.com this morning, this says that it's a temporary promotion that's actually more limited than it appears, although the name is on a change and full display on IHOP's website and social media accounts. Only one restaurant on Sunset Boulevard in L.A., that's the only one that has actually changed the signage.
Those miserable.
No restaurants.
Sons of bitch bastards.
No other restaurants have had their signage changed, but it did cause a 3% bump in their stock yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So it's been, and they were all over Twitter and social media and whatever else. So it worked as a marketing gimmick, but that's all it is.
They did it to you.
I feel violated.
Yeah.
I'm going to start hashtag eat my ass IHOP.
Let me go to a couple of these texts here. This was, what did I see here? I actually go to IHOP for chicken fingers, this person says. I would always order the ribs at Buffalo Wild Wings, but they discontinued them.
The ribs?
Here's a person that says, I go to Starbucks and never get coffee.
That's funny.
Yeah, they do have food. So Tony Luke's has good breakfast sandwiches, it says here.
I went to Tony Luke's once as a vegetarian, and I got mushrooms and cheese on a bun.
And did they had no problem accommodating you on that?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
No, Tony Luke's
they
is
softened
more...
him up a bit, but then they fed him.
Tony Luke's is more accommodating. Like, they make different things as opposed to, like, you know, Pat's and Gino's, where it's just a cheesesteak made just this way. You have no other option.
Yeah. By the way, where do we see that picture of that Stallone impersonator on the,
It's at Pat's.
Pat's.
So Pat's, obviously, if you've been there in the ceiling, they and near the top of the building, they have all kinds of old celebrity photos that
are from way back.
Yeah, yeah, and some of them are and they just never move. They're just a fixture. They're put up there. They're going to stay there. No other ones are going up. And there's not Sylvester Stallone. a Rocky impersonator.
Yeah.
Is one of the ones.
Really?
Gyms I haven't been to on South Street in a long time has a lot of really old ones up on their walls.
Sylvester
as well.
Stallion or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Pizza Hut for the breadsticks, by the way.
Pizza Hut for breadsticks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me go to Jake. Hi, Jake. Good morning.
Hi.
What's up, Jake?
Hey, I go to Charlie's Hamburgers for the hot dogs.
Right. And, man, do they give you a dirty look, or are they cool with it?
Oh, they're kind of schemed out by it.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a dirty look.
What?
For the hot dogs? Do you get a...
Burgers, too. I'm only...
Okay.
He right. does, so he does burgers as well. Right. He's not completely off the
rails.
Five cheese dogs, and I'll call
it
a day.
All right. Thanks, Jake. By the way, is that that's a Delco establishment, right?
That is a, yes.
Delco staple.
Well, I'm sorry, by the way. Look, if this is the way it's prepared, I am not a fan of taking the hamburger roll and cutting the hot dog in half and using that as a quasi-hot dog.
Mm-mm.
I think...
In a pinch, it'll work.
If you're
if you're
a child molester, it's perfect.
No. You know what I would do instead of that? So what they did is they split the hot dog down the middle and then they spread it out that way. What I would prefer to do if I only had a hamburger bun for a hot dog is you cut the hot dog in half and you put the two halves side by side and you eat it that way.
That's almost what's done right there. They just left the little tender.
No. Like not split it down the
not
middle.
Lengthwise.
Not
lengthwise.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
All right. I got you.
I can't have a conversation with you, Preston.
Why?
I don't.
Because
you're scaring me.
You look like the Crow.
I have face paint on today. I have corpse makeup is what it's called.
It looks very good, I have to say.
Thank you. And that is intern Demara.
Yes. Mars.
Mars. Yeah. She has a dream podcast she does. I mentioned this one time. She has funky messed up dreams. She has exploding head syndrome.
Yes.
Which is where you actually sound like something's exploding in your head.
You hear it. You hear that sound and it jars you awake.
Yes. And you can follow her on Twitter. I'll repost her. I'll retweet her Twitter account.
Do you know she also look like a little bit like the nun in The Conjuring 2, Preston, if you look that up.
Yeah. I feel like the nun in Conjuring 2 as
it's
well.
It's like the Shania Twain song. I feel like the nun in Conjuring 2.
Since we are on food, I may as well go to another food topic real quick.
Are we the connoisseur currently?
I guess so. We're the corpsosaur.
The corpsosaur.
Yeah. But I this is specifically for Casey.
And I love you for that.
I love you.
Ben and Jerry's just dropped another fish flavor.
Yep.
To celebrate the 21st anniversary of the rock band's charitable foundation, the Water Wheel Foundation. The ice cream line dropped its third iteration of fish food, and the flavor is called It's Ice Cream.
Wait,
please explain.
It's stupid. I know. well, there's a song called It's Ice by Fish.
Yep, that's why they went with it that way.
But it's the third fish flavor?
Yep.
I don't remember the second one. Or do I?
It says, the...
Where am I? Who are these strange people? I want my mommy.
It's Ice Cream is named after the band's 1993 hit called It's Ice. And you pulled it up immediately?
Of course.
And features a caramel malt base. Ooh. With almond toffee pieces. Fudge fish and a caramel swirl inside. That sounds fantastic.
That looks awesome. What was in fish food?
I don't remember.
Let me tell you something, Nick. So that first, I guess it's the first iteration of fish food. My wife at a certain point had to say, you can't get it anymore because she would clean out the pint, like wolf it down. It's one of her favorite flavors, the original fish food.
Yeah,
from
I don't actually care for it because it's not dynamic enough. There's like little chocolate fish in
Did
it.
Did it have gummies in there at all?
No.
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 It'd be ridiculous.
I guess this is the second one, Casey.
Yeah.
It was
chocolate
ice cream with gooey marshmallow swirls.
And that's the one my wife was addicted to.
Caramel swirls and fudge fish.
Yeah.
So the original was just like vanilla with fudge fish?
Maybe.
And styrofoam.
There was one from Dave Matthews Band called One Sweet World, and world was spelled W-H-I-R-L-E-D.
Yes.
And that was really good. And then I also enjoyed in the Avengers movie, there were a few Ben and Jerry's jokes. They were dropped in. I don't remember exactly what they were, but there was one for a few of the different characters had their own Ben and Jerry's ice cream. It was near the beginning when Robert Downey Jr. and Doctor Strange are hanging out in the Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Which movie?
They're trading Infinity War.
The one that
War.
Just came out. Infinity War. Oh, yeah, they're talking about Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
I can't find s'mores anywhere anymore. That was my go-to.
Your Ben and Jerry flavor?
Yeah, they had graham cracker swirl. So now I go for that tonight, though. And that's a really, really good
one. I eat tap dat ass. You have to turn it upside down and it's all chocolate.
I never really have gone for the Ben and Jerry's ice cream because the...
It's too much?
Well, the titles were too much. I'm like, you know, some of them are not straight up
what it is. Yeah.
Ben and Jerry's Garcia or, you know, they had these odd little names, which is a cute marketing tip. But I'm like, I want to know, is it pistachio? Is it chocolate? Is it, you know... So anyway, that's why I never went to him. But plus, I'm kind of an ice cream shop kind of guy. I don't go and buy it at the grocery store.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Oh, you actually go to your ice cream tier.
I go to Freddie Hill Farms or Brewster's or
better that way.
Yeah,
there's one like on
hand scooped
on 30 in Berwyn that you would like. Preston, it's called Handles, Handels, and I waited in line the other night for like a half hour for ice cream.
Really?
But it's
worth
hand,
it.
It's hand scooped, handmade. It's all made on premises. did you guys ever have the Ben and Jerry's flavors that had the core in the middle of it?
Oh, yeah.
Called core. It was way too intense.
It was way too intense, and the core would stay frozen.
Yeah. I mean, it was good.
Like the cheesecake core was good, actually.
Rip your teeth out.
It's like bad pizza or bad sex. It's still really good. Yeah. It's just, you know.
Yeah. It's equally as cold,
right,
too.
Heartless.
Here's the issue. I started jonesing for soft ice cream, so I go to my favorite soft ice cream place. As I'm walking the dog, I get the little vanilla ice cream for my dog, a little tiny taste.
Yep.
The soft ice cream machine was down.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
But the whole setup, and I said to, well, that's kind of what you guys are known for. And the guy goes, no, not really. And I go, yeah, really.
Yeah.
But it's one of those, look at your sign. When you start going, you know, you get passionate. You start jonesing for something. And so I'm doing the walk, and I'm walking. It's a warm day.
I hate it. I literally was going
to murder these people.
But
they were very nice.
When they don't have what they usually have, and it's what you are planning on and you really want, and they don't have it, it hurts.
I walked into a place in Texas. So we're driving. My father, when we went out to visit, took Claire, my wife, and I out on a trip to show us just how boring Texas can be. So we're driving and driving and driving. And we end up in this town, and I walk into this place. You want some ice cream, honey? Yeah, I go in. And the guy's behind the counter. Two chocolate cones, please. Oh, we don't have chocolate. You don't have chocolate. Have you heard what's going out in the world out there? They've got two flavors, and one of them is chocolate. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. One flavor.
And it was just vanilla.
The two flavors.
And it was billed as an ice cream shop, Kathy.
The two flavors in the Avengers Infinity War were Stark Raving Hazelnuts and Hulka Hulka Burning Fudge.
They should actually do that. Why not?
Yeah.
By the way, Casey, the new fish food, it has a special design by fish poster artist Jim Pollock.
Yeah.
Is that a question?
Jackson Pollock?
Is that a question you would have known the answer to if somebody were to ask you who's the
fish? I didn't know Jim, but I definitely know it's Pollock because every time you go to a concert, there's a new poster for that particular concert.
Well, would you happen to know if that's a relative of Jackson Pollock?
I don't know that.
Okay.
I don't know that. But my buddy Jeff, he's big into getting concert posters.
The new flavor is part of Ben & Jerry's special stash collection, which means it's only available at the brand's scoop shop. So you got to go where they have them. There's one at, there used to be one at Plymouth Meeting Mall. They still have that there, you know, upstairs.
I don't know.
Do they still have the Cold Stone in KOP?
I think so. I think it's still in King of Prussia, yeah.
There's one in Cape May. I know that. So well,
that's close.
And part of the proceeds from each pint sold will go to the Waterwheel Foundation, which is the rock band's charitable foundation. Fishes, it's their 21st anniversary.
Yeah, so I believe that that goes towards, you know, cleaning up Lake Champlain.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right, anyhow, I thought we were talking about food, so we may as well do that. And speaking of food, wonderful food here today from Ott's.
It's excellent.
You can go to ottsrestaurants.com, and they're here along with Yards Brewing Company. And you can also check out Yards at yardsbrewing.com. And don't forget that Ott's is in Washington Township on Green Tree Road, Berlin, Route 73 in West Berlin, and Ott's Medford is on Stokes Road. And they brought some great food. Don't forget that Ott's annual golf outing is coming up October 1st. A little ways out, but you can get on that now, and it'll benefit the Tiana Bray O'Brien Breast Care Comfort Fund. And you get all the information at the Ott's restaurants. And I have a $50 gift card. Actually, two of them.
Whoa.
And I'll take callers 10 and 11, and I will give those to you now. 215-263-WMMR.
I just figured it out.
What?
You look like Imus.
What? I do not.
I've been dead for about 5 years. I decided to retire. Me and Charles McCord. I'm afraid of hanging up now. Now, you know, when I died, I had to take stock of my life.
We have pictures of me and my corpse makeup on our Twitter account, and I would imagine our other social media accounts as well. So thanks to intern Mars for doing up my face. We're going to take a... I got to wash this stuff off.
Yes. No. Is it itchy?
No, it's just a little... When I look
down... You get claustrophobic.
When I look down, like, to read things off of a sheet, yeah. I just see white and black on underneath my eyes. So, but anyhow...
It's cool.
We'll take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. Hey, gang, it's time to roll up your sleeve for the Eye Bleed for Preston and Steve Blood Drive, Saturday, June 16th.
We're headed back to the Valley Forge Casino Resort Event Center.
The Red Cross is always in need, especially leading into the summer months. So make an appointment now at WMMR.com. On-site kids activities with Painted Treasure and Aim High Studio, plus Rita's Water Ice and Alex's Lemonade Stand.
As a token of our appreciation for your precious blood, you'll get the newest, freshest collectible Preston and Steve T-shirt and this year's new pint glass from Window Nation.
And hundreds of donors will be randomly selected to get free tickets to a great summer concert.
Like one of these at BB&T Pavilion, Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie on August 9th, or Godsmack and Shinedown August 26th.
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Our 13th annual I Bleed for Preston and Steve Blood Drive.
From the American Red Cross, Penn Jersey Blood Services Region, Valley Forge Casino Resort,
and 93.3 WMMR, putting Philly first.
Bucksco versus Delco. We're going to do it again. We mentioned that earlier this morning, and it is arriving starting on the 25th, and it'll go through the 29th. So every day that week, it's Casey and Kathy pitted against each other once again 5 years later.
Yeah.
Who will win this time around?
It remains
to be seen. We'll see. We see what we have planned.
It was literally decided on the last day, the last few minutes of the contest.
We will find out how it fares this year, but we want you to be with us. And, you know, we'll do some Twitter polls and see what people think as we lead into that.
I'm wondering if Kathy and I need to put a wager on this.
Consider that. Don't decide right now.
Yeah, I'm going to think about it.
I've just been handed this. We have a brand new Daily Rush video that's up and running. And this one is called Big Mouth Billy Bass Fish Beatdown.
I don't even remember this.
I do. It was a gay couple, and one of them beat the other one with the bad mouth, with the big mouth Billy Bass.
Okay, now
and
I'm starting to remember.
You had some fun with it. It says, Preston's bizarre file story causes Steve to reach a new falsetto octave. This is the power of the big mouth Billy Bass. Watch it now, PrestonandSteve.com, sponsored by Punchline Philly, Fishtown's newest comedy club, restaurant, and bar. And, of course, we have the Weekly Rush, which is available on Comcast, Xfinity, on demand. You can watch those anytime.
It's wild to meet people as we go about and do our different things and different appearances. If people come up and they are addicted to the Daily Rush and the Weekly Rush, and it's part of their TV schedule. We love it.
I was doing a Facebook Live the other night, and somebody was asking me about what my favorite Daily Rush video was, and the one that came to mind immediately was the insurance company that can blow up your car if you're late on your payments, or maybe it wasn't insurance. It was just the car,
car payments, yeah.
And the old lady that they blew up the car in the driveway. So those are available anytime. Make sure you watch them. All right, we got to do the Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you this morning by McGuff Bus Company. You have your New Jersey CDL, and are you looking for a change? McGuff Bus Company offers guaranteed hours, health benefits, and they pay industry top dollar. Visit McGuffBus.com for more information. Working at Home Depot could potentially come with some risky situations, but you likely wouldn't have monkey bites on your radar. So that's why it's so weird that a Florida Home Depot worker was repeatedly bitten and scratched by a spider monkey that escaped from its owner's car in the parking lot. There are a lot of people that have monkeys in Florida.
Absolutely, a ton of them.
I've been having a lot of these stories lately.
Just a simple question, Jerkoff. Where are your Allen wrenches?
The Okeechobee County Sheriff's Office said that the incident happened Monday afternoon The primate's owner said that she left her pet in the car while she went into the store, but the leashed creature managed to escape.
You know, the way monkeys do.
The Home Depot worker got bit and said at first that the animal seemed friendly, but clearly it didn't take to strangers.
Oh, you little son of a bitch.
She was treated by paramedics at the scene, and the sheriff's office said the investigation has been turned over to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
So these are fish, technically?
No, that's just part of what the Florida Fish and Wildlife do.
Okay, so, I'm sorry. Yeah.
If you've ever played through a foursome as a single when you're playing golf, you know it can be a pressure-packed experience. They always say take your time, we're in no rush. They lie, of course. Meanwhile, you attempt to speed golf quickly ahead, and it leads to an embarrassing triple bogey as you sprint through the next tee in group. But that is not the case for one man who asked a foursome if he could play through at a golf course in Edmond, Oklahoma.
What happened?
The single, a 55-year-old man, told police that when he approached the group and asked to play through, one of the members of the foursome, 67-year-old Eddie Aday, took exception, telling the victim that he worked at the course, which the victim didn't care about. They then got into an argument, and the victim claims that Aday got nose-to-nose with him. The victim took a step back because apparently he gets nervous when other people are in his personal space. And when Addy approached him again, things turned violent. It escalated to the point that the victim was being hit in the head with a putter.
Whoa, what?
Dude. And the top of his head and the front of his head. And then another member of that foursome hit him from behind. To make matters worse, another member of the foursome, 72-year-old William Hickman, joined in on the Donnybrook and began hitting the victim on his butt and
Hold
legs.
Hold him down and I'm going to poop on him.
Yeah. Luckily, one sensible member of the foursome broke things up, but not before the victim suffered injuries that required 3 staples and 10 stitches to his head. Ow.
It's a bunch of old dudes brawling on a...
That's what it sounds like.
Golf green. Have you ever seen a fight?
I've never seen a fight at a golf
course.
I
hear that they occasionally, the tensions run high.
Yeah.
It can, for the most part. All the years I've played the sport, I've met nothing but cordial people. But every now and then you get a douchebag.
Isn't the move, though, to grab the flag and start stabbing people with it?
You could.
Yeah.
It's not really sharp, but...
Oh, it isn't?
No, nah, you could. The suspects claim the victim initiated the attack, though, but the pain they inflicted upon him says otherwise. They were later charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon.
Well, you always said that's why you keep a gun in your golf bag.
Just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
Marilyn Monroe is a beloved actress, and a 26-foot statue of her was recently placed in a Stamford, Connecticut park. The statue depicts the famous scene from 1955's A Seven-Year Itch, where Monroe holds her white dress as air blows up from the subway grate.
Yeah, from the movie, The Seven-Year Itch.
The only issue is the back of the statue, which shows her underwear, and it's clearly visible from the First Congregational Church of Stamford, which is across the street.
No one thought that out, did they?
Some passersby this week said that it was disrespectful to the church. City resident Lori Tamburo said to the newspaper that she found it disturbing to see children climbing on the statue's leg and looking up the skirt.
Oh, my God. And on the other side of the church, Preston, is the Peter North Fountain.
Oh, my God.
It's what were they thinking?
With both sides.
It's got a really wide berth.
However, the Reverend Dr. Todd Grant Yonkman, pastor of the church, has a sense of humor about the statue, but said that it was an odd artistic choice.
Is that like the fountain at the Bellagio?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
It just spews all over the place. And a lot of it.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but I'm going to put it here in the bizarre file. Supermodel Winnie Harlow inadvertently ended the Canadian Grand Prix 2 laps early when she mistakenly waved the checkered flag on the 69th lap rather than waiting for lap 70.
Oh, no.
And you guys have seen this model before. She is she's dark complected, but she has vitiligo on her face, and she's very beautiful, but she's got a really unique look about her. Harlow took the gaffe in stride on Twitter and explained a track worker told her to wave the flag,
Preston,
at the incorrect time.
I have vitiligo, and you've never said I'm beautiful.
I've meant it every day.
All right.
Yeah. You don't have it on your face, though.
A little bit. Yeah. But she's more exotic because she's black, and I'm Irish. I'm supposed to be splotchy.
Yeah, you're right.
Natural skin tone.
Yeah.
According to ESPN.com, the race became official based on the standings through 68 laps, with the final two laps wiped from the record book. They ended it. They called it.
Yeah.
Sebastian Vettel earned the victory.
Was it even close?
Now sits first in the Formula One standings with 121 points, 1 point better than defending champion Lewis Hamilton. You know what, Case? I didn't see it officially, so I don't know how close it was.
I saw an interview with the winner, Preston, and he said he knew it was not accurate, but if he didn't react to it, he knew he would lose, you know, like, all right, now, this is the end of the race, you know?
I guess they could have, technically, they could have had everybody come back to the start-finish line.
Yes.
And done the last two laps, you know, got a pace going and then done it, but they didn't want to do it, so. And we have time for one more story. All right, I like this one. A listing for a home, I'm not sure where this is, it says in the upper annex. Has some people scratching their heads over photos showing an exposed toilet and shower right in the main floor living room. I mean, like, right next to the fireplace, no walls, no nothing, toilet sitting right there. The charming semi-detached home listed at $898,000 certainly has an unusual layout, but the real estate agent said that it's likely it has a good explanation.
This is my favorite episode of Cheers.
A broker said, when I see a setup like that, my first thought is that maybe there was an older adult that maybe had trouble navigating up to the second floor but needed a bathroom.
What do they call it, Preston? A Pittsburgh toilet? Or what is that?
I forgot. They're known...
Not a Pittsburgh platter, but the toilet...
They're known to be in Pittsburgh, but it's a basement toilet that has no walls or anything like that in the middle of the room. So, but this is in the living room.
Yeah.
It's like sitting right next to the fireplace. Kirst said that the modification may be an instance of aging in place, which he calls a new reality. People want to stay in their homes for as long as possible. You can put doors around it, you know, but this person just wanted it right out in the open.
There was a guy, a friend from the neighborhood I used to live in, and he had modded his lower level because his wife had trouble getting around.
Sure.
And he had sort of a similar situation. So, yeah.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine lives, he bought a home where, and by the way, that's your bizarre file. A friend of mine bought a home that was owned previously or was built by someone who needed a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And so it's laid, it's beautiful. The doors are huge.
Really
wide. Everything's accessible.
Did it have a chair on the steps?
On that main floor. Didn't have a chair on the steps. There's a basement, but there's no upstairs. But everything is laid out like that. And
it's kind of cool.
Yeah. So, but this is a toilet sitting out in the open in the living room, which is, or maybe he just likes to say, hey, want to watch me poop?
Yeah. Watch me poop because I'm good at it, damn it.
I don't know.
You'll notice out the window, person, they're actually removing the sealant from around the windows.
Well, it looks like he's putting it back
on. Re-caulking it.
But why, if that's going away, is what I'm wondering.
So we have a crew. The front of the building here is going to be altered a little bit. There's going to be an atrium right outside where our current windows are to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So all morning we've had a crew hanging down on a window cleaning scaffold.
It's
kind of distracting, but fun.
They're doing some work on our windows. So I don't know. Maybe we'll see what they end up doing.
Yeah. Oh,
I do not know.
I think this place, by the way, Preston, just a quick year, this place did it for you. Collegeville Bakery, they did a birthday wish for you.
Yeah, they like the free advertising.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's very sweet that they do it.
I mean,
to do it.
That's pretty cool. They put it. Oh.
It says happy birthday,
WMMR's Steve Morrison. And
that's current, right?
Pottsville Italian Bakery, Pizzeria Napolitana. Is that how you say that?
That's pretty nice.
Yeah,
Napolitana is my middle name.
They did that for me, too. It is?
Yeah, Steve Napolitana Morrison.
Wow. So thank you, guys. We appreciate that. Yeah. It's awesome. All right, we got to take a quick break. We will come back in just a moment. Lesson question on the way. Stay with us. That's up next.
WMMR.
Online.
On demand.
And on the air.
Including our digital HD signal. The best sounding MMR there is. WMMR HD. And HD2. The MM Archives channel.
Gloria. My mother's name, you know.
Yes, that's what the song is about, right?
Singing it out loud. It's about glow.
It's about a woman who reared perhaps one of the greatest broadcasters in history. We owe her a debt that cannot be repaid. It's for Gloria.
You two playing tomorrow night, by the way. Are you okay, Case?
Just a little sneezy poo.
Okay. Tomorrow night and Thursday. Now, tomorrow night's show is sold out at the Wells Fargo Center. Some tickets remain for Thursday, and we have special tickets that we will be giving away probably I don't know, tomorrow?
What?
Or today?
Well, we have two more pair.
Well, we can't do it now because we're going to do the lesson question.
Right.
So maybe, I don't know, we'll see. But anyhow, not only do the tickets, not only great seats from what we've been told, but
yes,
apparently we have a little backstage pre-party that's going to take place and a little tour backstage as well. And you never know who's walking around backstage. I can't guarantee
Gary
anything,
Lauer.
But you never know. Gary Lauer might show up. It's his house. No, but you never
he's
know.
He's here. He's here.
Hey, everybody!
So he like brushes past, actually blocks Bono from coming in the door.
Welcome to my house.
He bumps him out of the way.
Who's this creature?
Yeah. So listen for your chance.
This is a chupacabra here.
Win some tickets. I'm going to do the lesson question for now, though, and we are going to give away a $50 cash card from Armor, Metal, and Recycling. And let's see the question. This may be the latest in the day question I've ever asked, but on the other side of the park where there's a large Marilyn Monroe statue lies which fountain dedicated to whom? It was said just a few minutes ago. 215-263-WMMR. On the other side of the park where there's a large Marilyn Monroe statue, which fountain is dedicated to whom across from there? All right. 215-263-WMMR. We're going to do the trash while you're calling in.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
And this morning brought to you by Sequoia Outback. It's not too late to create the backyard of your dreams at Sequoia Outback. And you can visit them on Route 309 in Hatfield or online at decksupplies.com. What's going on this morning, Steve?
Well, the wildly wealthy Chris Martin just purchased a 100-seat theater in Malibu for $4 million. Martin says he plans on using the theater to store his wallet.
Oh, my God.
Ronnie from Jersey Shore got into a heated argument with his baby mama, Jen Harley, over the child and a dead dog, resulting in her spitting on him and him calling her a whore. Police immediately took them both into custody and drove them to a Walmart parking lot to continue the fight. And finally, Kim Kardashian revealing during an interview that she's planning to celebrate her husband Kanye West's birthday by, quote, spoiling him in the bedroom. Kim wouldn't specify what she meant, but did suggest that Kanye's new nickname will be the hemorrhoid. And that's your Hollywood Trash.
All righty. We'll see if somebody knows the answer to this. On the other side of the park where there's a large Marilyn Monroe statue lies, which fountain dedicated to whom? 215-263-WMMR. So our first caller in is Rob. Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Hey, Gadzooks,
guys. Gadzooks, buddy. All right, who is the fountain dedicated to?
Peter North.
Peter North. Thank you. If you don't know who Peter North is, just do a search on that and see what you come up with. Rob won, so we are going to give him a $50 cash card from Armor, Metal, and Recycling. In any of the construction trades, then Armor, Metal, and Recycling is for you. Bring all metals, computers, and copper wire to Armor, Metal, and Recycling for top dollar. 8300 National Highway, Pensauken, behind Pensauken High School. Call 856-665-5715. Let's get to the music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's music news on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! Yeah!
And it's brought to you by Elmwood Park Zoo, where curiosity roams. Witness a jaguar on the prowl, watch an otter at play, and hand feed a giant giraffe, all in the same visit. Go to elmwoodparkzoo.org to learn more about it. Well, Ghost has announced a massive North American fall tour that will kick off on October 26th in Tulsa and will be at the Tower Theater on December 11th. So they're coming back.
That's actually a very good venue for them.
And they will be able to do a full show. They were at the MMRBQ, of course, and they do shorter sets at a festival show like that.
But they still brought the whole setup.
Oh, of course they did, yes. Yeah. So this will be a longer show, and you'll get more of a flavor for the band Ghost. And the pre-sales begin Thursday, while general admission tickets will be available for purchase starting Friday at 10 a.m.
They're so theatrical. Do they usually have an opening act or no?
I don't know. Not sure. I know they've been an opening act. They opened up for
Gordon Lightfoot.
Iron Maiden. Not Gordon Lightfoot. Iron Maiden once a while back, but I'm not sure what the story is on an opening act or not.
So. All right.
Meanwhile, the new Ghost album prequel landed at number 3 on this week's Billboard 200 chart. So they're doing well. Chicago Cubs fans buying tickets for the team's July 6th game at Wrigley Field against the Cincinnati Reds are going to get a special bonus with their seats. And that is a 7-inch vinyl single from Eddie Vedder.
Wow.
Yeah, the A-side of the single, released through Jack White's Third Man Records, will feature All the Way, which Illinois native Vedder wrote about the Cubs, while the B-side will have a 1984 performance of Steve Goodman's Cubs anthem, Go Cubs Go. Eddie, a longtime diehard Cubs fan, of course, who appeared with players Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo in a Major League Baseball commercial last year while performing a new jingle, obviously is pretty passionate about this. His single will be the second baseball-related release from Third Man, which issued a single from White's hometown, the Detroit Tigers, last year. Pearl Jam's been writing its 11th studio LP and is heading out on European and North American tour dates this spring and summer.
I think they open tonight in Amsterdam. I think the European leg opens. Yeah, it's either tonight or tomorrow.
Did you ever see that documentary with them?
Yeah, it's really good.
Is it good? Yeah.
And it's just as much an homage to baseball and to the Cubs that season in particular as it is to Pearl Jam. He sang that song all the way with Ernie Banks one year at Wrigley, which was pretty cool. Like, Ernie's was his childhood hero, Eddie Vedder's, and he loved the guy. He's a Cubs legend, so he came out and sang that song with Pearl Jam up on stage.
Nice. And last story, this is another follow-up on the bassist of Nickelback and his real estate movings and goings-on. Remember I said he had put up his Hawaiian retreat on Maui?
Yes.
On the market? Well, now he's purchased a house in Hollywood in the hills of Los Angeles for $3.795 million.
Drink that in. It's the bassist of Nickelback.
That's right. And
he's wheeling and dealing in this real estate.
The 4,568 square foot home sits behind a vine encrusted wall and hedgerow and includes a 2-story main house with 4 bedrooms and 3.5 bathrooms.
Yes, I'm the xylophone player for Belle Biv DeVoe.
Along with a pool house and a detached studio style guest house, also both with full bathrooms. The house was first built in 1935 and was owned at one time by legendary horror movie icon Bela Lugosi, who reportedly installed...
Would you like to see the toilet? It's right in the middle of the living room. Who takes a dump in the living room?
By the way, he reportedly installed gargoyles on the property's front gates.
These are the gargoyles.
The house also features 9-foot French doors, a large eating kitchen with enormous fireplace, and another outdoor kitchen and a pool and spa.
And a walk-in toilet.
Yeah, and a walk-in toilet. So those are his real estate activities.
That was when Bella was high on the capital of the movies, and later on he lived in a really ultra-modest ranch, as depicted in the movie Ed Wood.
It's Mike Kroger of Nickelback.
I leave where Dracula once lived.
And that's what I have in music news for you this morning. I have one last $50 gift card to give away for OTS. They are here this morning feeding us. And
it's good stuff.
Let's set you up. 215-263-WMMR. Call number 16. I'm going to give that to you. And don't forget your favorite Yards brews include Brawler and Philly Pale Ale. And they're now available in cans, including 16-ounce pounders. Perfect for summer picnics because... barbecues and especially pool parties, because Yards Brewing Company is here as well. So OttsRestaurants.com and YardsBrewingCompany.com for information. We'll take caller 16. We will give that to you. Today is Tuesday, and that means that some ink has been put upon someone's skin. And we would like to welcome to our studio now, it's listener Brian.
Yay!
What's up, Brian? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. It's great to be here.
Brian, I think, actually used the words a dream come true.
It is. I know. I'm actually sitting here with all of you. It's like I feel like family after 10 years.
Oh. Well, we feel the same way. It's very kind of you.
I say that's the highest compliment. You know,
yeah.
Me and Gary Lauer.
So. Yeah, you and Gary. Hey, yeah. Gary's a member of the family, we've been in his house many times. That's right. Where are you from, Brian?
I'm down in Tuckerton, New Jersey, so a little bit below Long Beach Island.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for coming out this way.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, man.
What do you do? What's a living for you?
I'm a land surveyor, so I work for this really good engineering land surveying company called Mazur Consulting. So we're all over the place. We have an office here in Philly, New Jersey, all over the United States. So That's what I do.
Do you go out and actually do the surveying yourself, or
I'm more of the office guy, so I process the data and work with the guys and set the guys up in the field to go get all of that
okay.
data collected.
Call me stupid, but I've always wanted to look through one of those things.
Oh, a surveying device?
Yeah, what do they call that?
That is an instrument. They call it an instrument.
So yeah.
It's just the instrument?
Yeah.
They couldn't come up with a better collector. Name
yeah.
than the
instrument. Yeah, I mean, there's data collector instrument. There's,
it's called the doohickey.
Thing. It's actually called a robot now, too, because they're all automated, so they follow the surveyor as he walks around. So, yeah.
Things really?
Rapidly change. I mean, we have a truck now, too, that you drive down the road, and it collects millions of points a second and, you know, just maps. You know, well, we extract the data, but it just collects as it drives, and it's real high tech now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of... That's
the doohickey.
Right there. Yeah,
the thingamajig.
There it is.
That's the instrument?
Yep.
Okay. And that thing moves on its own?
That thing rotates on that tripod. Yep, and it follows you as you walk around, and you kind of, in the data collector, you tell it, all right, I'm collecting curb shots or building corners, and, you know,
Or D-picks.
Okay. Can't share those.
All right. Well, we had the tattoo artist today is our buddy RC.
Yes.
From Tattoos by RC. And what did he give you? What you got?
We ended up getting, I got a set of wings on my forearm that went up. And then I have the P&S at the base of those wings.
Oh, wow.
So this is going to start my sleeve.
You're going to go in full sleeve. This is very cool. A little different than your usual style, but I like it. Looks very cool.
Well, he had a couple ideas. He was thinking like black roses or wings, and we spoke on the phone, and I said, well, you have till tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the morning to decide, you know, final. Yeah. And, of course, he got the Casey's blessing of don't let RC talk into anything.
It's a standard waiver that we have
to. Yeah. He's going to use his hypnotic voice to lull you into a false sense of security. But this is wonderful. So this is starting your sleeve thematically. Will you continue with the with birds and predator avian stuff, or will it all be Smurfs from here on up?
Smurfs. No, I'm not sure, to be honest. I have three daughters and my wife, and I have another 17-year-old, so I'm probably going to do some black roses, and we'll see. It's going to be a lot of black and white shading going up. And
how old are your kids?
12, 7, 8, and then we adopted a 17-year-old who needed a home. So,
oh, that's wonderful. Very nice of you. Yeah.
School coming to an end?
It is, yeah. So my wife's, going through all those last week events. So,
Well, good luck with all the kids at home, man.
Yeah, she holds down the fort. My wife's amazing. I'm a Neanderthal, man. She makes it all happen.
Look at Preston. He put his own makeup on this morning.
That's what happened. Anybody want to say hello to? Obviously, them.
Yeah, definitely my girls. My wife, Ashley, Ava, Aubrey, Annabelle, and a couple guys at work. I want to say hi to Ben Sandler and Brendan Sarkis. They work over in Mount Laurel. They listen all the time. They
excellent.
Go to the MMRBQ and
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. Well, thank you for being here. And also, RC, thanks. And Dalton had his 20th birthday. Your son?
Yes. He's doing well, my son. He came here first time. He was 8 years old. That's why I said it's,
wow.
It's a long time. And he's taller than me. I remember he was shorter than Marissa.
Yeah.
Well, you got to bring him in for a visit.
I just want to say hey to Dr. Zager over at Lankinol Cancer Research. They've been taking my mom there for chemotherapy, and Mike Crown also, who's a good friend and works there in cancer research.
Everything good?
She was 2 months ago ready to check into hospice, and at the last moment today, the doctor said he believes I can do something with this, and she feels better now than she felt 5 months ago. So
terrific. It's going in the right direction.
Absolutely. Excellent.
Great to see you, RC.
You too.
Brian, nice to meet you, man.
Yeah, you too,
enjoy
guys.
That tattoo.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Here for Brian and RC Tuesday on the Preston and Steve Show. So we got one last break to take. We're going to do that. We're going to come back in a moment. Letter of the day, word of the week. Pride's a good one, man. 877 Stock Car can send you out on the track if you want. So we'll get that coming up in a moment. Stay with us.
Preston and Steve.
On 93.3 WMMR.
One of those great driving songs, Interstate Love Song on 93.3 WMMR, on a day where you can roll down your windows and crank that up. It's a good thing. 10:36 with the Preston and Steve Show on MMR. About to come to the end of our broadcast day, and that's when we like to thank a few people as we're wrapping up the program. And first and foremost, I would like to thank Ott's Restaurant for being here this morning and feeding us, especially since this is way out of that dude's bedtime range because he's fallen asleep like 3 times during the show. I don't blame you, man. It's early. It is an early, early day, but they worked hard, got up extra early to bring in.
The food's all fresh.
The baby back ribs, yeah. The shrimp tacos, man. Listen to the shrimp tacos. Red cabbage, avocado, black bean, mango salsa, goat cheese, and sweet chili sauce.
Jesus.
Yum.
I had some of the wings.
Yes.
I definitely did not have three of those.
Well, you should.
Four.
And it's okay.
Has the Clarion call gone out to all our sister stations to descend upon the... if you want to see a feeding frenzy.
Once we're officially done, we can call in the masses, and then everybody else comes down, and then they it's like piranha at feeding time.
Yeah, except piranha are a little more delicate.
And they brought their wings and their award-winning prime rib sandwich. So thank you, guys. You will find Ott's Washington Township on Green Tree Road. Ott's is also in West Berlin on Route 73 and Medford on Stokes Road. Ottsrestaurants.com and also yardsbrewing.com. So thank you for both of those guys for being here this morning. Listener Brian, who got a fresh tattoo, and RC, always nice to see him. And thank you to intern Mars.
Yes.
We'll talk to her in more in depth on her last day, which I think is Friday. But thank you to... her name is Damara, and she did my corpse makeup today.
Which is actually very cool.
Yeah, I could get used to this.
You like this?
Yeah.
It could be your look. It's a little, it's time consuming in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Although she did it pretty light and fast. Yeah. We've had makeup jobs done in here before where they'd spend a lot of time. She whipped this thing together pretty quick.
Yeah, that was quick.
Yep.
Could be your alternate character.
It could be.
Yeah.
Any names come to mind? Or I have a lot of alternate character names. You know, I'm already the historian, the noticer, the connoisseur as well.
Necrotizing fasciitis.
The necrotizing fasciitis.
Oh, wow. It. The alternate. Bizarro, right. Preston.
Is that, that could be me.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. And also we got to do the letter of the day for the word of the week prize. So we should probably do that now. You ready? Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now the daily letter.
All right. And the Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter.
O as in oh my God.
And oh my God, this prize that we are going to give away is perfect for you, especially if you're into action, because it's a perfect Father's Day gift, or you can keep it for yourself.
Keep it!
Give Dad the thrill of a lifetime to drive a NASCAR stock car 20 miles at Pocono Raceway. It provides the perfect amount of laps to get your to get you comfortable with the race car's handling and speed. And he'll take the checkered flag after a 20-mile run and be grinning from ear to ear, sponsored by 877-STOCKCAR.com. So we'll give that away on Friday. Get set for it. Let me see here. A thank you to the sponsors. The Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. The Preston and Steve Show runs on Dunkin'. Also brought to you by Winter Airport Parking, the 2017 Reader's Choice Award winner from the Philadelphia Inquirer. And also Faulkner Buick GMC and Trevos and Faulkner Buick GMC Trevos.com. To be sure, tomorrow morning we have Mike Tyson on the program.
Wow.
Mike Tyson will be on our show tomorrow. We are also going to be checking in live with Fox Good Day, and we have the newest coach from LaSalle basketball, Ashley Howard. We'll meet him and tell him all about his appearance coming up at the Camp Out for Hunger.
better get him ready.
Make sure he knows he's involved. Yeah.
Absolutely, for the City 6 Challenge. That's it. We're done. Rage on. Have a great day. It is a beautiful day, so enjoy it, and we'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
You want to go to the bank, call them Monday, and it's closed at 5. Not too happy about that. Gotta get something done. 5 o'clock, I get done work. Bank closes at 5 o'clock. Maybe Thursday I can get something done at the bank.
Next message.
It's your favorite expletive, cool-out rock songwriting music teacher, and I just wanted to share some love with all my other teachers out there, because we think about our kids all summer, and we think about the kids that go home to nothing, and we love you guys. And we'll never say it out loud, but we can't wait to see you in September.
Next message.
I'm stuck behind a biker doing maybe 5 miles an hour up a hill. The sidewalk! Are you too good for your head?
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.